breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Church bells toll across Rome following word of the death of Pope Francis. A Vatican statement reads, at 7:35 this morning, the Bishop of Rome, Francis, returned to the home of the Father. Correspondent Charles Della Desma says the 88-year-old pontiff was just recently discharged from the hospital in Rome following a lengthy stay.
Francis suffered from chronic lung disease and had part of one lung removed as a young man. He was admitted to Gemelli Hospital in Rome on February 14 for a respiratory crisis that developed into double pneumonia. He spent 38 days there.
Francis' last public appearance came just yesterday, Easter Sunday, before a crowd on St. Peter's Square, and prior to that, he met with Vice President Vance at Vatican City. Vance tweets this morning that he was happy to see Francis, adding, "May God rest his soul. Pope Francis dead at 88. No classified information was shared. A snippet of a White House statement concerning another Signal chat controversy involving Defense Secretary Hegseth, allegedly sharing information about pending strikes on Yemen with his wife and others in a group chat. The White House calls it a non-story. A University of Massachusetts student under arrest in the firebombing of a Tesla dealership.
The Department of Justice said 19-year-old Owen McIntyre was arrested on the UMass Boston campus. McIntyre has been charged with unlawful possession of an unregistered destructive device and malicious damage by fire of any property used in interstate commerce. A federal criminal complaint says McIntyre was in his hometown of Kansas City for spring break when he is accused of setting the dealership on fire. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
On Wall Street, stock futures pointing to a lower open this morning. Dow futures down 376 points. The NASDAQ futures off 216. More on these stories at townhall.com.
See, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Thanks. Good morning. It's 6:03 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Let's start it off. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a water main break Baltimore County this morning. So heads up on Bologna Avenue, not too far from Ruxton Road. It looks like, according to the report, Bologna Avenue is going to be closed locally in that area. Overnight construction just ended. There was a backup there for a while. I think they'll be back, but right now they're okay. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. City police say they have an incident over on the west side. So heads up around the area. Hilton Parkway at North Avenue. They may have some lanes blocked there. Had a minor wreck in Harford County. Not a big deal, but they're out there at Pulaski Highway at Mountain Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds today, but not much rain. Just a slight chance of a shower. Temperatures somewhat cooler, 70 today. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and heating up, 80 the high. Wednesday's dry, 77 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 54 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 60 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen spoke about last week's visit to El Salvador during an appearance on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday. Van Hollen called the Trump administration's deportation of Kilmer Abrego Garcia an abduction without due process since they received a withholding of removal protection order in 2019. The senator says he went to Central America to check on Abrego Garcia's condition and did not ask about any affiliation with MS-13. One person dead, three others wounded after separate weekend shootings in Baltimore City late Friday. A man was shot in the 600 block of Allendale Street. He died at a hospital around 6 o'clock Easter morning. A man and a woman shot the 300 block of Utah. Their injuries are not life-threatening. And just before 7 p.m. last night, a man shot in the leg in the 200 block of North Montford Avenue, and he is in stable condition. President Trump's border czar says the administration followed the law when it deported a Maryland man to El Salvador. In an interview on This Week, Tom Homan defended the deportation of Kilmer Abrego Garcia, repeating allegations that he is a gang member. Homan said the administration was allowed to deport Abrego Garcia under the Alien Enemies Act, even though the administration admitted in court he was deported due to an administrative error. One person being treated for serious injuries following a two-alarm fire in southwest Baltimore. Firefighters called at the 1800 block of Ramsey Street about 2 o'clock Saturday morning. They found multiple homes on fire. The injured person taken to a hospital for treatment. Fire officials say four buildings affected by the blaze, and the cause remains under investigation. It's 6:06 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3 Lottery, 411. Pick 4, 6829. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said, your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said, they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to detail. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So the only problem with the laugher at Oriel Park yesterday is that no one among the 19,053 on Easter Sunday thought it was very funny.
Well hit.
Oh.
Crank to right center. De La Cruz has the Reds ahead. A leadoff homer in the third. It's 2-1, number 5 for De La Cruz.
Back call courtesy of Reds TV. Eli De La Cruz leadoff shot opened the floodgates for a crooked 7-run third inning, and the Reds would go on to add 16 more after that. And yes, a 24-2 loss, a laugher over the Birds. Charlie Morton, his worst start of the season for Baltimore. 2 1/3 innings pitched, 7 runs allowed. No laughing matter to manager Brandon Hyde.
Unfortunately, you know, that was, you know, it's embarrassing. That's it's not what you want to do on Easter Sunday in front of your home crowd. You want to, you know, want to compete. Just want it to be over.
Just want it to be over. The 24 runs allowed by Baltimore was the most since the famous 30-3 loss to the Rangers in 2007. Birds are off today. They're in D.C. tomorrow night for 1-3 against the Nats. Hilton Head, South Carolina, Justin Thomas ended nearly 3 years without a victory Sunday by making a birdie putt from just outside 20 feet in a playoff at Harbortown to beat Andrew Novak in the RBC Heritage. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caps embark on a playoff run that nobody thought would happen. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowi and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowi. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or saferetirementsolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is Monday, Easter Monday, April 21st, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, Hartford County Sheriff is questioning Van Hollen's trip to El Salvador. The Democrats are claiming President Trump will disappear them. But our top story here today, Pope Francis. The Holy Father has passed away at the age of 88 on Easter Monday, just a day after holding Easter services. Also this weekend, meeting with Vice President J.D. Vance. Pope Francis, the first Latin American pope, the first Jesuit pope, and the first socialist pope in our modern history. And, of course, a lot to talk about here with Pope Francis, but it is always, sad when the Holy Father has passed away. Of course, now the College of Cardinals will meet and select a new pope.
Yeah.
And the big question is it going to be a departure from the current papacy? I don't know if it ends up being the Secretary of the Vatican, and that is Cardinal Panelin. I doubt it, because Cardinal Panelin is one of these globalist type popes who is going to pretty much continue the legacy of Pope Francis. Now, it's possible there could be another pope, just as this was the first time we saw this from Latin America. Who knows how this is all going to turn out? But it's interesting seeing why Vice President Vance, just days after the Italian Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni came and met at the White House, why was the Vice President dispatched over to Italy and the Vatican? So there must have been a message that President Trump wanted to send to both the Italian Prime Minister and the Holy Father. We don't know what that message was, because we didn't get a readout of the meeting, other than a few certain things that they had just said. But Francis has long been criticized for steering the church into the left-wing political activism mode rather than defending the traditions and the morality that the church had been at prior popes, but as you know, he had that double pneumonia, and of course that is a very aggressive disease and very hard to overcome. I was frankly surprised he made it out of the hospital.
Well, but apparently, I did not see it, but apparently the day before on Easter, he was very animated and very active.
Yeah.
So at age 88, it happens.
Well, sometimes they say the rally comes before the end. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what it was, but it's a very difficult disease to overcome, and Pope Francis has succumbed to that. And now we'll talk about some of the things that Cardinal Panelin has up his sleeve. But remember, this was a papacy that kind of coordinated with the Obama-Biden regimes.
Yeah.
And that is, the Jesuits, I've always felt they are the left wing. They are the American left wing of the Catholic Church here in not only United States, but in the rest of the world as well. So we'll talk about what comes next in just a moment.
613, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Boy, I tell you, Chuck, we sure miss you on Friday when that alien mothership came down and picked up two of the 18-wheelers and carried them off the Key Bridge.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was amazing.
No kidding. I did see something on that while I was golfing.
I figured.
It bothered me for like 3 seconds.
Yes. Then you realize there's no Key Bridge right now, so you're okay.
Nice. I said, they just made it up. It's fake news.
Other than the Key Bridge thing, you would have believed it.
No.
Oh, I see.
Let's be real. There's an active fire call in the city. They just pulled up here. They say smoke showing and some flames at his dwelling, 3500 block of West Garrison Avenue. So now with the equipment arriving, local traffic there, northwest side, they're going to set up a perimeter, and they're working from the rear of the building right now. So just a heads up for that. That earlier police incident has cleared. Hilton Parkway at North Avenue is back open. The other big story nearby is a water main break, Bologna Avenue in the area at Ruxton Road, and Bologna Avenue is closed. Tunnels all clear right now. Beltway looks good out early on 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. Cloudy to start your Easter Monday off with a slight chance of a passing shower and a high of 70. And overnight showers more likely tomorrow. It gets nice, sunny, and 80 for tomorrow. And right now we're looking at 52 in Owings Mills, 53 in Columbia. Time for some one-liner news for you. Today is Easter Monday. And today, the annual White House Easter Egg Roll. For the first time, the Easter Egg Roll will feature corporate sponsorships.
Really, really?
That's because they need to bring as much funding as possible to afford those eggs.
Well, I thought, I mean, there are sometimes they're going to use potatoes instead.
That's,
because yeah, just the cost of eggs.
Not quite the same, right?
No, really.
Can you imagine the corporate sponsor, Purdue, might be there. Eggland's Best. Who knows? Maybe the Waffle House might have a corporate sponsorship.
I did that when I was a little kid. I did that.
You did it? I know Kristen was scheduled to do it once, and then I think it got canceled for, I can't remember, was it weather or something? COVID, that's right, it was COVID. Yeah. So, again, but that'll be held today. I know Melania was very excited about the prospect. Social Security Administration deemed more than 6,000 illegal aliens as dead in order to force them to self-deport. Oh, that's great. Now we have not just illegal aliens, now we've got zombie illegal aliens that we have to deal with. Alicia Silverstone, who's 48 years of age, will reprise her role as Cher Horowitz in a TV series reprisal of the movie Clueless, coming to Peacock.
Why?
If you can't wait until the show comes out, you can watch Clueless people on TV. Just turn on C-SPAN.
Yes. Yeah, C-SPAN. Watch ABC Nightly News.
Or The View, for that matter.
Or either one of them.
The newest side hustle in the so-called gig economy finds people renting out their clothing. Folks are renting mostly dresses and suits or other specialty items that one might only wear one time on apps like Pickle. Apparently, Chuck got wind of this. He's renting a pair of underwear on AirBVD.
AirBVD.
Very nice. Stayed up all weekend for that?
No, just a couple hours, not all weekend.
A couple hours. What size?
I didn't want to go there.
Oh, okay. Right. You better not.
Vladimir Putin's regime now raiding gyms in Russia, forcing the men inside to fight in Ukraine. Oh, great. Another reason not to go to the gym.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
For some reason, everyone seems to hate Katy Perry right now. Even the fast food restaurant chain Wendy's posted a tweet wishing that Katy could be sent back into space.
Wow.
That tweet was a real whopper. Oh, wait a minute. That's Burger King, not Wendy's. But there apparently is a new series coming out on Netflix.
They were three women blasted into space for an 11-minute mission. But suddenly, they were sucked into an endless orbit. Katy Perry, Lauren Sanchez, and Gayle King are lost in space.
I hope they can see the unity that we modeled and replicate that and understand that we weren't just taking up space, we were making space for the future.
And like, and camaraderie, we're doing this. This was not a ride. This was a bona fide freaking flight.
Don't miss unexciting episodes each week of three women who believe they're really important when they're really just lost in space.
Yeah. Have you all been to space? Have you been to space? Go to space.
Yeah.
Rob Carson has weighed in on Chuck's underwear. I knew
that's good.
I knew that topic would grab him. He texted me, Chuck's underwear is a duplex. He was asking about the size.
I used to like Rob. But,
you know, until this very moment.
Somewhere along the line, Rob, we'll get even.
Absolutely.
And he will, too. Trust me.
And finally, the scent of your body can influence how people feel about you.
Oh, yes.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In college, I lived across the hall from a couple of guys from Greece. The scent of their bodies influenced me a whole lot. Yeah.
Not only does your body odor determine if people like you, it also can determine your geography. Like, you know, if you're European.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So, yeah, have a good Easter, Chuck.
I played golf, and I actually opened up a brand new griddle yesterday with a Blackstone cooked on it.
Log it, just in case.
Yeah. Yeah. Blackstone grills are the best. They're available at Lowe's and aisle 62.
Yeah, my son just bought one last year. He loves his.
Wonderful.
Right.
Yeah. So, wonderful.
Free delivery, free installation.
Okay, well, when will we start seeing the traffic team sponsorships of from the folks at Blackstone.
Or to have a golf shirt that
just
has
it right
back.
Now.
This next minute. Report.
He did find a way to finagle that in. That's
he sure did.
You brought it up.
What was Easter dinner? What'd you put on the grill?
Just some hamburgers and stuff. Something easy.
Okay. That's good. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So you didn't do the traditional ham and stuff then?
No.
Okay.
We haven't done that for a long time.
All right.
Really?
Okay.
Figure that you'd have ham in the morning.
I got plenty of that. A lot of bologna, too.
Yes.
Yes. He can come here for all his meats.
That's nice.
All right. See you in a couple.
You can go away now.
Thank you. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And up next, how the hostile press reported the visit of J.D. Vance when it came to him visiting the Pope over the weekend.
6:20 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Spring is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. Now, this unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. Right now, Rescue Glyco Plus is buy one, get one free for anybody with a WCBM radio code. Just use the code RELIEF, RELIEF, to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, RELIEF. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com, that's res-q.com, to get back in action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF, RELIEF, to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Goodfeet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Goodfeet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Goodfeet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Goodfeet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Lanes are open on the Beltway and looking live here at Hartford Road. No problems there. Even the west side right now is in pretty good shape from 795 down through I-70. Seeing a few brake lights now moving just in the area at Route 40 West. But after that, we clear out down the hill from Frederick Road towards 95. That's an active fire call in the city, and they're working the scene now. 3500 block of West Garrison Avenue. Going to be local detours for the traffic around that area with a perimeter set up, and there are going to be at least some delays on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it is going to be a cloudy day today. Slight chance of a passing shower and 70 right now, mostly cloudy, and 54 in Annapolis, 53 in Ellicott City. We are talking about the passing of the Holy Father. Pope Francis died at 7:35 their time this morning, and at the age of 88 after a bout of double pneumonia. As we said, he was the first socialist pope in history, first Latin American, first Jesuit. And most of the Jesuit, the Society of Jesus, as they are known, very left-wing politically. And you know, he was a bouncer in his youth.
I know that.
Yes.
No.
Pope Francis was a bouncer at one point. But let's look when President Trump was elected in 2016. The Vatican And Pope Francis were extremely antagonistic towards his populist appeal, not to mention how Pope Francis connived with the Obama-Biden goons, I should say, to upend U.S. sovereignty during Biden's fake presidency. Globalist treachery is his right-hand man, Cardinal Parolin's stock in trade. Parolin was diabolical in the betrayal of the freedom-loving Catholics of China. He was in on the church's hookup with the cartel devils to ramp up the illegal immigration invasion of the United States. And then, of course, he managed the unholy cover-up for Bergoglio, the deep church, as it's called, the deep staters in the church, and the Biden creeps at with this half-truth, hide the evil, you can see that in a number of areas. Parolin, who is this Vatican Secretary of State, and some believe is the odds-on favorite to become the next pope, is what Cardinal Vigano referred to as the deep church. He got his status as the Vatican Secretary of State in 2013, just as the Obama-Biden deep state began its coordination with the Vatican. But also, Parolin came up through the ranks via stints as the Vatican man in Nigeria, Mexico, and Venezuela, three of the world's largest oil population and producers, renowned for their corruption. Parolin was a political player for the Vatican in forging working relationships with globalists, cartels, and socialists. He was the perfect number two for Pope Francis, Bergoglio, as his legal name was. So, again, time will tell as we wait and see who the next pope will be. But I would be shocked if it isn't Parolin, and maybe the College of Cardinals will see the light and say we want to go in a different direction. And not the socialist bent that they had been going in.
Well, the question is whether or not they'll hew back toward the middle or not. We'll be waiting for the white smoke to see exactly what happens. And there's quite a process that goes on. It's all behind closed doors. They're not going anywhere.
But look,
the Cardinals are there, and they're staying there.
But look at, and sometimes you wonder if they look to see where, in which direction the world is going. You have the United States. You have things are changing in Italy itself with Merloni. Things have changed in Romania, the UK. Things are moving in a somewhat different direction. You see what happened in South America and in parts of Central America. There seems to be a populist, a trend that is sweeping the globe right now. And the question is, will the Vatican see that or not? Now, when the Vice President Vance, of course, how long do you think it's going to be for the rumors that the Vice President Vance somehow did something?
Oh, I'm waiting.
Yeah, twisted lunatic on the left is going to.
I suspect it's out there already, Sean. But
yeah, we haven't seen it. Of course, I haven't really scoured my X here in the last 15 minutes or so. So it's probably there. But right now, I wanted to just mention how the press was hostile towards Vice President Vance when he met at the Vatican with one of the Pope's deputies. And how do you think that was spun by the American media and the international globalist media?
Vance confronts Pope, or Pope scolds Vance?
Let me give you the headlines. Pope sends deputy to lecture Vance on compassion.
There you go.
At Vatican. That's the Daily Beast, left-wing rag. Politico. Vatican progressives wary as Trump's hardline Catholic deputy visits the Holy See. Here's Newsweek. J.D. Vance meets Pope Francis after snub claims from critics. One more. This is the headline one of the foreign papers. Pope Francis snubs J.D. Vance with brutal compassion decision. That was on Saturday. So there was and by the way, Vice President Vance is a convert to the Catholic Church.
Okay.
And so he was very honored to be there. He was very polite, and basically, from what we could see publicly, there wasn't any attention whatsoever. But the media immediately pounce and try to put their spin on it as if this we were being lectured on compassion. Unreal. 6:29, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services as well. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. But we're now out of the winter. You better begin to think about your air conditioning system for the spring and summer, with the temperatures going up already into the 70s and sometimes in the low 80s, where they're predicting sometime soon. I hope it's working for you. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now is the time for Timcal Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators for all your electrical and HVAC solutions. Call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you'll find them at timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
It is 6:30 time once again for an update on what's happening, news headlines, and once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. President Trump's border czar says the administration followed the law when it deported a man living in Maryland to El Salvador. In an interview with ABC's This Week, Tom Homan defended the deportation of Kilmer Abrego Garcia, repeating allegations that he is a gang member. Homan said the administration was allowed to deport Abrego Garcia under the Alien Enemies Act, even though the administration admitted in court he was deported to El Salvador as an administrative error. Homan went on to criticize Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen for going to El Salvador to meet with Abrego Garcia, calling the deported man a terrorist. U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen spoke yesterday about his visit on Face the Nation. Van Hollen called the Trump administration's deportation an abduction without due process, since he received a withholding of removal protection order in 2019. One person dead, three others wounded after separate weekend shootings in Baltimore City. Late Friday night, a man shot the 600 block of Allendale Street. He died at a hospital. Around 6 o'clock Eastern morning, a man and a woman were shot the 300 block of Utah Street, and their injuries are not life-threatening. And just before 7 p.m. last night, a man shot in the leg at the 200 block of North Montford Avenue. He is in stable condition. And one person being treated for serious injuries following a two-alarm fire in southwest Baltimore. Firefighters called to the 1800 block of Ramsey Street about 2 o'clock Saturday morning. They found multiple homes on fire. The injured person was taken to a hospital for treatment. Fire officials say four buildings were affected by the blaze. The cause remains under investigation. 6:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick 3, lottery number 411. Pick 4, 6829. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on 95. If you're coming down from Hartford County towards White Marsh in the left-hand lane, one vehicle is in the traveled portion, the other is against the guardrail, so it's southbound at the bridge at Joppa Road. So a little more than a mile before you get to White Marsh Boulevard, you're going to have to get out of that left-hand lane. Nobody there yet, so no protection, just a vehicle with the flashers on the left-hand side. Here comes the police northbound. They have to go up and turn around and then come back. So we're going to get a backup coming south from the Harford County line. That's an active fire call in the city. Maybe going to two alarms now. 3500 block of West Garrison Avenue up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds today, but not much rain. Just a slight chance of a shower. Temperatures somewhat cooler, 70 today. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and heating up, 80 the high. Wednesday's dry, 77 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now,
now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Not sure whether to laugh or cry when digesting yesterday's result, a 24-2 loss by the Orioles to the Reds. Cincinnati pounding out 25 hits, three home runs. My God, they were 15 for 25 with runners in scoring position. But for Orioles fans, more importantly, is the worrisome early season performance of 41-year-old Charlie Morton. The $15 million free agent pickup lasted a season low 2 1/3 innings, gave up a season high 7 runs. His 5-game record now stands at 0-5 with a 10.89 earned run average. After the game, manager Brendan Hyde on the beleaguered pitcher.
Been with Charlie for 5 starts, so you know, he's got a track record of having a really good career, and you know, right now it's he's having a tough time. The command's not, you know, he walked a bunch today again, and then just had a tough time getting through. I mean, today we really desperately needed some innings.
They really did. They used 8 pitchers the night before Saturday when they beat the Reds 9-5. Instead of winning their second consecutive series, the Birds fall to 1-5-1 in 7 series this year. And a side note, Cionel Perez again was hit. He's given up runs now in 6 of 8 appearances this year. His ERA stands at 11.32. Tonight, Game 1, Caps and the Canadiens at Capital One Arena. The playoffs begin. Head coach Spencer Carberry at the mic yesterday at Caps practice.
Everybody in the media, everybody in the outside world had the Washington Capitals not in the playoffs this year. It's just the reality of where we were and our
NHL yesterday, Hurricanes over the Devils, Maple Leafs over the Senators. The Golden Knights defeated the Wild. NBA playoffs yesterday, Thunder enjoying some Memphis barbecue.
Wiggins wide open, buries a 3. The Thunder doubling up the group. Williams penetrates. Wiggins, same spot, same result.
Those calls courtesy of TBS. OKC pounds the Grizzlies by 51, 131-80. The final fifth largest margin of victory in NBA playoff history, 7 points shy of the record. Elsewhere, Celtics turn back the Magic. The Cavs bomb the Heat. Steph Curry and the Warriors defeat the Rockets 95-85. NASCAR Xfinity Series race on Saturday at Rockingham. First in over 2 decades at the raceway goes to JR Motorsports driver Sammy Smith. Jesse Love was initially declared the winner, but he was disqualified in post-race technical inspection for rear suspension issues. The time now is 6:37 when we return what to make of yesterday's Easter Day performance.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greenman Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greenman Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
First of all, good to see you guys. Mm-hmm. Happy Easter Monday to
Thank
you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Hope you had a good holiday.
We did. Yeah. Thanks so much.
So what to make of this 24-2 loss yesterday by the Orioles?
Well, I got it right away. First of all, I'm proud that the Orioles at least got a safety.
The defense scored.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they also gave up 3 touchdowns and a field goal.
Yeah, so, well, the defense didn't perform there.
I know.
Look, in any season, you could have a laugher, one of those days, one of those games. But I think this is more indicative of the ongoing problems of the Oriole pitching staff.
Yeah,
and that to me is most concerning. This could be a very long season unless they get healthy very quickly.
You know, and I don't disagree, but I at the end of the day, first of all, the last 2 innings, the 9 runs given up were by non-pitchers.
Right.
They put Mateo and Sanchez in there. They couldn't afford to do anything else. Okay, I get that. At the end of the day, though, is there really a difference between a 7-2 loss and a 24-2 loss?
It's just embarrassing.
It is, and that's what Brandon Hyde said, and I totally get that. You don't want to do that. You never want to do that. You certainly don't want to do that on a holiday when everybody's up in good spirits. But look, I think the biggest problem is out of that game yesterday is Charlie Morton. And if Charlie Morton is not going to perform, you know, to his usual standards, which is about a 350 earned run average, is going to give you 10 or 12 wins and 175 innings, you have a huge problem.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest problem right now, is to find that second or third pitcher for the Orioles to, hopefully when Zach Eflin comes back and healthy, to kind of buffet the rotation. It's not happening right now.
That being said, still only, what, 3 or 4 games back of the Yankees. So,
and we're only 21 games into the season.
And they're having pitching problems, too. So.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Mark in Baltimore.
Morning, Mark.
Yes, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. By the way, we in the Jewish community finished up our 8-day Jewish festival. Passover last night was very nice. The weather was spectacular during the last days of the Hag. Speaking of the Jewish community, the late Pope Francis played an important role in the Middle East as far as trying to negotiate shalom or peace between in the Jewish community and the Palestinians, trying to, with the horrible situation, especially since October 7th of 2023. So he was very significant. I don't know if the new leadership that's going to be elected in the Vatican soon is going to be sharing the same way. The Pope also was very instrumental in interfaith relations between the Jewish community and the Christian community. So what do you think, that will this continue, the interfaith ways of doing things with this new leader, depending upon who it is, or how do you see it?
Well, first, as to the Middle East, yeah, everybody has a vested interest in making sure that there is going to be peace, whether in Gaza or with, you know, there was the alleged ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine, and already they were being accused of violating that. But look, it just depends on who the new pope is.
Yeah.
Whether it's going to be a Bergoglio lieutenant like Panelin, or if it's going to be somebody else that emerges out of the College of Cardinals. Joey is in Edgewood.
Morning, Joey.
Joey could not hang with us, so he or fell out of the cell. Call us back, Joey, if you want to weigh in.
On all the conversation this past weekend, Sean, about Garcia, about Abrego Garcia, the man, the El Salvadoran, who's actually home in El Salvador, Pam Bondi was asked by a reporter about Garcia. Well, why don't you show us the evidence that he's really a bad guy?
Why not show the public the evidence?
He is an illegal alien who has been living illegally in our country from El Salvador. There was no situation ever where he was going to stay in this country.
None whatsoever. And we can go through this from now until the cows come home. No matter what happened out of this, he was no longer going to reside in the U.S., nor will he ever again reside in the U.S., period. I mean, it's hard to somehow get that concept through. This order to not deport him back in 2019 has been superseded by other events that have happened since then. For example, naming MS-13 as a foreign terrorist organization. Sorry, you can no longer say don't deport a guy who's a member of a foreign terrorist organization. That supersedes anything that happened before. But Elizabeth Warren says, well, there's a real secret as to why they're doing this. Why the deportations? Ready, conspiracy buffs? Here we go.
Why are they doing this?
Right.
And the answer is they want to have the American people say it's okay to just disappear people.
Right.
And somehow they think if they can make up lies about him, if they can do whatever they want, then the answer will be the American people will settle for this. We do not disappear people in the United States.
Okay, I didn't realize he was being disappeared. He looked
really
fairly present when he was sitting down with Van Hollen having margaritas.
Well, there were some people that were disappeared in the gulag inside Washington, D.C.
For years.
For 480-some days without a bail, without a trial date, just gone. They were sent into Jake Lang is the one I'm thinking, and many others. So they were disappeared by the Biden administration.
Not only were they disappeared, they were prevented, in many cases, from having effective communication with anybody on the outside. They were told, basically, you are now a non-person. But gosh, I'm sure scared it's going to happen with this guy. Not. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, our traffic person man thing, Chuck Whitaker.
Delays coming south from Harford County and a few changes now. The wreck is 95 southbound right after the bridge at Joppa Road. So a little more than a mile before we get down to White Marsh Boulevard. And now with the medic unit there and the state police, state highway, they have the left center and the left lane blocked at the scene. So now two lanes are getting by. We're going to back up towards the area of Mountain Road and in that area just around Raphael Road. So I want to give you a heads up for that. If you're coming south, stay to the right once you get south towards the bridge at Joppa Road. There's an active fire call in the city. I think it may be two alarms now. Haven't confirmed that yet, but I thought I heard him call it out. 3500 block West Garrison Avenue. That's up on the northwest side. And there's a new report of a minor wreck. Doesn't take much. Heads up on the parkway southbound just around the area at Route 198. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says your Easter Monday forecast, cloudy, slight chance of a passing shower today, and 70. Right now it's cloudy, 54 in Stevensville, 53 in Pikesville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball.
This is Sheriff Buford T. Justice putting out an old porn advisory.
Sheriff Buford, high-speed pursuit. Wingstop showcasing its popular hot honey rub by launching the new $8 hot honey rub box.
Ooh, a hot honey rub.
Apparently, Chuck Whitaker, after this new griddle that he just acquired, he's got his own hot honey rub.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything further.
Yeah. I mean,
too much incriminating evidence.
I wasn't in the room. I didn't hear what was said. So I saw it.
Skippy peanut butter wafer bars rolling out of Walmart stores nationwide, including two new flavors, strawberry jelly and banana and peanut butter wafer bars from Skippy.
Skippy. I'll try them.
So here's the full lineup. Skippy creamy peanut butter and chocolate fudge. Skippy banana and peanut butter granolas all in there as well. And the strawberry jelly ones. So they're, you know, like little wafers. Well, it's like Kit Kats.
Yeah.
It's not bad. That's what they used to call Bruce was Skippy.
Skippy?
Skippy.
Yeah.
Skippy. Mountain Dew and Little Caesars just dropped a tropical plot twist with Mango Rush. Exclusive new flavor landing at the pizza chain starting May the 5th. It's a bold new Mountain Dew flavor if you like the Dew. If you do the Dew, the Mango Rush might be for you. And finally, Arby's is teaming up.
Advertising campaign right there, Chuck, don't you think?
That's right.
It was
brilliant. I have some words for
brilliant
that.
Writing.
Arby's is teaming up with Happy Gilmore, not that one, to tee off its Birdies and Beef collection. They recently unveiled a four-piece golf collection, Chuck, including two polo shirts, hat, and golf balls designed by with nods to crinkle fries, curly fries, and other good stuff at Arby's. So there you have it. Happy Gilmore is the sequel's coming out soon.
Is it really?
Yes,
why?
It is. Why? As apparently the first one did so well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it did very well.
Yeah. You did not like it, I take it.
No.
You did not like the scene where Bob Barker and Adam Sandler were fighting.
Caddyshack beats them all.
Okay. Caddyshack was your favorite.
I should have yelled two. Hey, Wang, it's a parking lot.
Good stuff. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
Update?
Yes, sir.
They've opened the left center lane now with the accident at Joppa Road southbound.
All right, very good. By the way, Tony, because I think we had one caller said it's too early to be discussing the politics of Pope Francis. I don't know how you separate the person. Yes, he was a man of God, and for that I highly admired and respect him. And yet he also denounced he hated capitalism. He really was a person that was seeking to issue in socialist policies. That's what the Jesuits do. But Tony says, I'm far from being a fan of Pope Francis politically. He was, as you stated, a socialist. His views were in direct opposition to capitalism and secured borders. His views threatened the social order that has dominated the West for centuries. As a political leader, the Holy Father would have led the United States and the West into financial and military ruin. I was often conflicted with my admiration of the man. I disagreed with his stances vehemently, but as a spiritual leader, he closely mirrored so many of the virtues and doctrines of Jesus Christ. Thus, the conundrum for me. And I think many Catholics worldwide.
See, I'm outside the tribe, so I mean, for me as a Protestant, it's interesting to see, interesting to watch, but I don't really have a huge opinion one way or the other.
Right. And Mike says, is the retired German Pope still alive? Well, that would be Pope Benedict the 16th.
Right.
No, he passed away.
Yeah.
Karl Ratzinger, a.k.a. Pope Benedict the 16th, who did resign, he did die. He passed away.
Yeah. One of the things that Marty points out, by the way, is this particular Pope denounced walls. The idea we'd have a wall along our southern border, denounced walls. Well, of course, living behind a massive wall in Vatican City.
Right. Well, that is another one of those things I guess we're not supposed to point out on the day of his passing. And we're all sad because it is the Holy Father. But at the same time, we just can't bury our head in the sand and pretend that some things didn't exist, some things that he did say, you know, we're just supposed to, you know, I guess some people are just uncomfortable with saying anything that is negative at all when a person does.
I'm not sure that's even negative. I think it's just.
And that's just a fact.
Just observing. Yeah, I mean, nobody's ripping the guy.
No.
It's, I think it's just observing the reality of the situation.
I am more concerned about Cardinal Panelin than Pope Francis. May he rest in peace and be with the Lord at this point. All right, 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Still to come here on the program, we're going to take a look at the Harford County Sheriff, Jeff Gaylor. He is now questioning what he's calling grandstanding by Senator Van Hollen, the trip to El Salvador. We've got that and much more coming up at the top, including the Trump cabinet also weighing in on the MS-13 man recently deported to El Salvador as well. But I want to tell you about Rescue Natural Supplements. Might be a good time after all that Easter dining yesterday, all the Easter basket candy and everything else, to get yourself right back out there today. Work out, you know, start walking in, jogging, whatever it is you choose to do. And you might have a little muscle aches or soreness or a little stiffness after working out after that long holiday weekend. Rescue Glyco Plus, that is the, it's like glycomarine, except it's got the added UC2 collagen in it. And, of course, it's extracted from the green Lipton muscle. It is all natural, and so it's not going to have any side effects like the NSAIDs do on your stomach and on your kidneys. And I've been taking it for years, and I've got an old football injury in my left knee that used to give me a real problem. I got stiff in the mornings, and but it's it really feels great now, and I attribute it all to Glyco Plus. So right now, you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code RELIEF, RELIEF, for relief, or buy one, get one free of Glyco Plus at res-q.com, or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. And again, the coupon code is RELIEF.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud. Again.
See you there.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up between 7 and 8 this morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Interesting observations on where Donald Trump is winning and what categories is he winning. I frankly can't name very many where he's losing. This would be an interesting conversation. And Van Hollen, you know, he's now arguing that illegal aliens have constitutional rights. This is something brand new for me. I wasn't aware of this, and I'm looking for his wisdom to teach me when did that happen. Sometime over the weekend when I was taking a nap, I suppose. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck on 95, southbound now at Joppa Road, completely on the left shoulder. So now we're getting all the lanes by at the scene. Still a little bit slow. They see all the flashing lights. And in that left-hand lane, you're going to be a little tight there with the state police. So you might want to move over and give them a little elbow room to do what they have to do. Just get out of that left-hand lane. Still plenty of room to the right to get through there. And then after that, you are good to go. Both the tunnels right now are clear. Have not seen any issues around the Beltway, JFK. affects. The lanes are open as you're coming south. As you're moving in Baltimore County this morning, there's a water main break, Bologna Avenue near Ruxton Road, with a detour there. The active fire call, a lot of equipment on the scene, 3500 block West Garrison Avenue up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Goodfeet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Weather says on this Easter Monday, cloudy, slight chance of a passing shower, and a 70 today. Right now, cloudy, 53 in Middle River, 54 in Glen Burnie. Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, we'll hear from him in just a second, but the dominant topic of the weekend once again was Senator Van Hollen.
Oh, yeah.
And trying to return MS-13 man to the United States, which is not going to happen, but this is going to be the cause celeb now for the Democrats who continuously side with MS-13 gangbangers, murderers, Trende Aragua types over the victims and law-abiding citizens here in the United States. And I think it's a poor choice for them, but good. That just means a better chance to expand on the margins in the House and Senate in 26.
They charge themselves with being fans of the most unlikely individuals.
And again, this claim, it's all about due process. Maybe we'll get to that a little bit later on. But here is Van Hollen addressing reporters over the weekend.
As I said, he's experienced trauma. He said he's sad.
He's experienced trauma.
Yeah.
Not the American people that have been, our women that have been brutally raped and strangled and murdered and beaten into oblivion, and their families. They're the ones that have been traumatized.
Not even his wife, we beat the crap out of
him. Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Who couldn't even really bring herself to say that in an interview with Michael Strahan over the weekend. Sheriff Gaylor of Harford County says he's doing nothing more but grandstanding.
Grandstanding, that's ridiculous. If we want to keep wasting taxpayer dollars, I'll go to El Salvador and ask him to send him to another country. We just don't want him back here in the United States.
Yeah, you know, that's the administrative error that they, the withholding order or removal said you can't, or not the withholding order, but previous immigration judge said can't send him back to El Salvador, and somehow he got there anyway. But Van Hollen is insistent that he wants Kilmar Abrego Garcia, MS-13 man, back here in the States.
Bring Kilmar home so he can be afforded his rights under the Constitution. That's what this is about. Yeah.
We're going to get into that debate next hour, whether or not foreign nationals do indeed have constitutional rights. Because, you know, in the Constitution, only citizens can vote in federal elections.
I think the courts have found they have limited rights.
Yes.
They do not have the same set of rights that American citizens have.
Correct. And Gaylor says that Van Hollen and the Democrats are coddling these illegal alien gangbangers and murderers.
We're coddling an individual who, if not MS-13, he has MS-13 ties, 100%. More than just the clothing, there's information out there. That's who we seek to coddle and look out for.
Well, President Trump from the Oval Office over the weekend showed a photograph of Kilmar Abrego Garcia's knuckles. I don't know if you saw the picture or not. And it says right on his knuckles, MS-13. On his knuckles. So he's either an MS-13 gangbanger or he's a wannabe. And they don't take kindly to wannabes.
Or he's confused as the TV ratings. And he meant to be a different 13. You know?
Or maybe it was MSNBC and he had a really bad tattoo artist.
It could be that.
But Gaylor says that he's had two cases of women that have been brutally violated and murdered by illegal aliens.
An individual who should not have been here with gang affiliations, who's accused of murdering a woman there, comes here to our country, commits crime, takes Rachel's life. We had an MS-13 member here in the country illegally the year before, Kayla Hamilton's case.
And both those women, Kayla's mom Tammy Nobles and Rachel's mom Patty, said Van Hollen didn't even have the decency to reach out to them.
I never heard anything from him, no condolences or anything about Kayla.
And to have a senator from Maryland who didn't even acknowledge or barely acknowledged my daughter so that he can use my taxpayer money to fly to El Salvador to bring back someone that's not even an American citizen.
Yeah, and it's all about politics. That's what this is all about for Van Hollen and the rest. And you'll see other Democrats soon will be joining with him. 6:59 here on the Morning Drive.
Imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How much is hearing the birds chirp first thing on Saturday morning? You get up in the morning, the windows open a little bit, you hear them. It's kind of a nice sound. Maybe you're missing pieces of conversations with old friends. Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's your spouse, your mom, your dad, brother, sister, even a child. This can happen at any age. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar to you, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100, online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
7 o'clock on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Roman Catholics the world over are grieving the death of Pope Francis as mourners gather in Rome and church bells toll in the Eternal City and beyond. The Vatican says the pontiff died at 7:35 this morning, just a day after greeting crowds on St. Peter's Square and meeting with Vice President Vance.
The 88-year-old pope had entered the hospital on February 14th to receive treatment for pneumonia and a complex lung infection. In recent years, Francis had overcome numerous health problems, even though knee and sciatica ailments had restricted his movement during public appearances, often to a wheelchair. Even so, he kept up an active travel schedule as recently as last December to Corsica. Born in Buenos Aires, Argentina, he became pope after a conclave's election in March 2013, following the rare resignation of Pope Benedict that year on February 28th. George Williams reporting.
A slow-moving storm system brought flooding rains, large hail and tornadoes to parts of Texas and Oklahoma, Illinois, Missouri, and beyond over the weekend. There were many high water rescues, trees down, power outages across a vast area. The fierce weather left at least three people dead. Ada, Oklahoma, still rebuilding from an early March tornado, was hit again late Saturday. Well, the high price of eggs will not stop the White House Easter egg roll.
It's a tradition dating back to the 1870s, and today thousands of children and adults are visiting the South Lawn of the White House for egg rolling races and egg hunt and other activities. And there's something new this year, corporate logos and branding at the event. The Trump administration solicited sponsorships ranging from $75,000 to $200,000, prompting ethical concerns. Greg Clugston, the White House.
On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 343 points. NASDAQ futures off 207. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation, even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia, puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected. Your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine, earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Good morning. It's 7:03. Monday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop delays on the Beltway are now beginning just about between Liberty Road and 795. I looked all the way down through I-70. It gets better after Route 40, but you have to ride through there. So maybe an extra 10-minute delay right now with the traffic slowing on the west side. Interloop at Green Spring is good. Parkville side is clear. Looking live here in both the harbor tunnels, all the lanes are open. The wreck that was on the VW Parkway in the last half an hour doesn't seem to be causing any big deal. Was southbound near the line right around Route 198. Active fire call in the city. A lot of equipment still there and local detours. 3500 block of West Garrison Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds today, but not much rain. Just a slight chance of a shower. Temperatures somewhat cooler, 70 today. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and heating up, 80 the high. Wednesday's dry, 77 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 54 degrees. Ellicott City has 56 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. One person being treated for serious injuries following a two-alarm fire in southwest Baltimore. Firefighters called at the 1800 block of Ramsey Street about 2 o'clock Saturday morning. They found multiple homes on fire. Injured person taken to a hospital for treatment. Fire officials say 4 buildings affected by the blaze, and the cause remains under investigation. Baltimore police investigating a weekend armed robbery and assault in Fells Point. Incident happened just after midnight Saturday, the 900 block of Fell Street, when the suspects robbed a man at gunpoint and hit him in the head with a gun. According to Channel 45 WBFF-TV, there was a large group of juveniles causing a disturbance in a parking lot near the scene. It is not clear if any of them were involved in the robbery. 5 people have been indicted in connection with a violent sex trafficking ring in Howard County. Organization allegedly operated out of hotels and motels along Route 1 in Jessup, recruiting drug-dependent women to take part in sex work by giving them drugs and free housing at the motels. If the women did not comply, they would be allegedly intimidated, threatened, beaten, and prevented from accessing drugs. 705 at WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 411. Pick 4, 6829. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your home, you're in luck. We've got Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, in studio. Vinny, you were just telling me that now's a great time for home sellers to take action. Why is that?
Hey, Sean, a few things. Home values are up an average of 7.1% year over year, which means sellers can take advantage of high prices in a low inventory market. So if getting the most money is important, keep in mind that our sellers get an average of 3.1% more when compared with other agents in our market. So on a $400,000 home, that would mean an additional $12,400 right in your pocket.
That's really important because every dollar counts when you're selling.
That's why we will guarantee upfront and in writing to get you at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
So if you're on the fence about calling Vinny, the choice should be easy now. Call or text him today at 410-709-7515 or visit Vinny's Steele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Not a lot of happy faces in the Orioles dugout or in the stands on Easter Sunday yesterday as the young season hit a new low in Baltimore, a 24-2 shellacking administered by the Cincinnati Reds. Charlie Morton took the brunt of it early. Cody Poteet just called up. Ciano Perez followed. And then mopping up Jorge Mateo and Gary Sanchez after the game, the manager pretty much sums it up.
Unfortunately, you know, that was, you know, it's embarrassing. It's not what you want to do on Easter Sunday in front of your home crowd. You want to, you know, you want to compete. Just want it to be over.
And finally, it was at 4:43 p.m. yesterday afternoon. Birds with an off day today. They stand 9-12 on the season. They're fourth place in the East, 4.5 games behind the Yankees. Caps and Canadiens start their playoff series tonight in D.C. Caps have clinched Eastern Conference home ice. Head coach, Spencer Carberry says,
"We've been able to accomplish the regular season. Now, to your point, that means nothing going into a series and into the playoffs. And so it's our job to bring that same intensity and that same fire that we brought during the regular season.
Gotta love the Stanley Cup playoffs. Coming up in 30 minutes, if you think it was bad in Baltimore yesterday, wait till you hear what happened in Pittsburgh. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Your top story is coming up in this hour. A former Newsweek editor who happens to be a liberal saying Trump is winning. We'll take a look at Senator Van Hollen claiming that illegal aliens and foreign nationals have constitutional rights, and they have been traumatized by all of this. Our top story here today, once again, is the wife of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was beaten on at least two occasions that we know of, probably much more than that, had difficulty in a national interview.
Yeah, she was talking with Michael Strahan and asked first about whether or not her husband, now in his home country of El Salvador, had any relationship whatsoever to MS-13.
How did you learn that he was detained?
He made a phone call to me, and what we thought was a regular traffic stop was not a regular traffic stop.
And we know that the administration, they're resisting a court order to bring your husband back to the U.S. They say your husband's a member of the MS-13 gang. Is he a member of the MS-13 gang or any other gang?
No, he's not.
Follow up.
Yeah.
Then what? Honestly. What's that on his knuckles?
And what is it that the immigration judges found in 2019? And what is it? I mean, really, seriously, you have source after source after source saying this guy is a member of MS-13. It has gone in front of a court. I'm sorry to be cynical about this, but one does wonder if she's living in a neighborhood with other members of MS-13 and she is not saying anything for fear of being damaged further.
Maybe that's what's motivating Senator Van Hollen.
Yeah, and secondly, here's what she said to Strahan when asked about his history, Garcia's history of beating the crap out of her.
You did take out a temporary order of protection against your husband in 2021. Were you in fear of your husband?
Husband is alive. That's all I can say.
Okay, you got it. That's the key. That wait was 8 seconds long, where she tried to figure out how the hell she's going to answer that question. Because you have legal documents that said that she filed restraining orders against this guy. She testified that he had beaten her up at least one time while she held her child in her arms.
Yeah, punched her, scratched her, bruised her, and she did that while she, you're right, she was holding, I think he only has one child with her. The other children are with another man.
Yeah, so she's holding an infant in her arms, and he's beating the hell out of her. And sure, her answer was, he is alive. Okay, I guess, read between the lines here, folks. Clearly, this guy is not simply the Maryland man, as the swamp media has portrayed him in the last week. This guy's a wife beater. I want to hear the cries from the political left, bring the wife beater back to America. Bring the wife beater. Bring the guy who beats the hell out of women while they're holding children back to America. I mean, where's that?
Where are all the women's groups? Where's NOW? Where's the Women Against Domestic Violence? Why would you actually lobby for and advocate for somebody that obviously was hitting his wife, beating his wife, assaulting his wife? So
yeah, you wonder whether or not this story is, it's pretty murky already. whether it's going to simply become more and more murky over time, because no matter what is done by the Trump administration, by other administrative law judges, by immigration judges to clarify the issue, the political left wants this to be a confusing issue so folks don't know exactly what the hell's going on. 713 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, a man who always knows exactly what's going on. It's Chuck Whitaker.
I get it most of the time.
You do?
Yeah.
It's like King Harvest.
Thank you very much. Southbound 95 at the bridge at Joppa Road. That accident's still there. The rollback is just pulled up, so this last vehicle will be gone. But everybody's getting by. There's no issue at all if you're coming south now from the Harford County line. Just made a quick swing through Annapolis. We're all good both directions on the Bay Bridge. And then the traffic westbound from Sandy Point is clear over towards Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge. Minor buildup, but I think that'll change. We'll keep an eye on that next half an hour or so. I-97 southbound at Route 32. It's been an active fire call in the city. They're still there. Pretty much have it knocked down now. 3500 block West Garrison Avenue. And in Baltimore County, a water main break this morning. Bologna Avenue closed in the area at Ruxton Road. The west side outer loop, a little better, but still backed up right around Liberty Road down through the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast today, cloudy, slight chance of a passing shower, high of 70 overnight, some scattered showers possible. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 80, sunny, and 77 on Wednesday. Right now, it is mostly cloudy, 53 in Bel Air, 54 in Pasadena. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
President Trump with a rather unusual Easter message yesterday. Happy Easter to all, including the radical left lunatics who are fighting and scheming so hard to bring murderers, drug lords, dangerous prisoners, the mentally insane, and well-known MS-13 gangbangers and wife beaters back into our country. Happy Easter also to the weak and ineffective judges and law enforcement officials who are allowing this sinister attack on our nation to continue, an attack so violent it will never be forgotten. Sleepy Joe Biden purposely allowed millions of criminals to enter our country totally unvetted and unchecked through an open borders policy that will go down in history as the single most calamitous act ever perpetuated upon America. He was by far our worst and most incompetent president, a man who had absolutely no idea what he was doing. But to him and the person that ran and manipulated the auto pen, perhaps our real president, yes, and to all the people who cheated in the 2020 presidential election in order to get this highly destructive moron elected, I wish you with great love, sincerity, and affection a very happy Easter. President wanted to say, what about Senator Van Hollen? Okay, he claims that he was set up in the margarita shot.
Yeah.
So when it's over, he's what he had to say about Van Hollen.
He's a fake. I know him. I know them all. They're all fake. And they have no interest in that prisoner. That prisoner's record is unbelievably bad.
He went on to talk about Kilmar Albrego Garcia, MS-13 man.
The fake news refused to put it up. So it's very sad. And yet they talk about this guy like he's an angel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Tom Holman says he is no angel. And by the way, we're following the law.
And we have followed the Constitution. We have followed the law. I am confident that everything we've done is followed the law and is within the constitutional constructs. Absolutely.
Yeah, now, speculation as to that stop in Tennessee where he had eight people in the car, no luggage, and where they were suspected of human trafficking. So they made a call to the FBI, and the FBI said, well, just take his picture and names and let him go. So was that at the direction of Chairman Joe or Chris Ray or somebody else? Department of Homeland Security spokesperson Tricia McLaughlin says there's more to the story.
There certainly seems to be more to the story. I'd like for the FBI to speak on their own behalf, but from an HSI and Homeland Security perspective, there are major question marks why this individual wasn't actually taken into custody.
Yeah, that's a great question. It is a fair question. Why not? If you suspect that person, did you check everybody for documents? Could they prove they were in the country legally or not? They just let them go. A wonderful FBI. Boy, Cash Patel and Dan Bongino got a lot more work than I thought they thought they had. So then the president weighed in on the Supreme Court agreeing to hear the birthright citizenship case.
They use it now instead, not for slavery. They use it for people that come into our country and they walk in and all of a sudden they become citizens and they pay a lot of money to different cartels and others. It's all about slavery, and if you look at it that way, we should win that case.
Yeah, should, but you never know with the Supreme Court, like at 1 o'clock Saturday morning. The Supreme Court of the United States issued an injunction blocking President Trump from deporting illegal aliens identified under the Alien Enemies Act. It was and is an extremely bizarre order, considering the lower court hadn't even ruled on the matter.
Yeah.
And worse yet, Bruce, the Supreme Court created an imaginary class of the illegal alien. Any illegal alien who happens to also be a gang member or illegal alien who would smartly now vow or claim to be a gang member cannot be deported. Because the Supreme Court said temporarily, can't deport him. So if you're caught as an illegal alien, just say you're MS-13 or TDA, and they can't deport you.
At least this week.
At least this week. That's how judicially insane this injunction is, and scathing dissent by Justices Alito and Thomas as well. Finally, Dr. Oz with a couple of bombshells they discovered in the Medicare Medicaid offices.
I'll give you a couple examples. Mr. President, these are ones that you may want to use in some of your first future conversations. Almost a 250,000 people, American citizens, were fraudulently enrolled without their knowledge in exchange programs by brokers who were unscrupulous, stealing from the U.S. government by pretending these people were on programs they never told them about. Tens of millions of dollars, Mr. President, are being spent on illegal immigrants receiving Medicaid in California, and they're pushing the bill to us. Should we stop that?
Yes.
I think so. That will not continue. We're spending about $1 billion on Medicaid programs for dual state eligible patients, which means you live in one state, but the system thinks you're another state or maybe a third state. And we're paying all three states for services you're not getting because you don't live in three states all at once. And finally, and this one really bothers me, there are states who are using Medicaid dollars for people who are vulnerable that are being used for non-medical purposes. For example, public labor unions are getting child care through some of this money. That doesn't make sense to me. Huh? Housekeeping. I wish I could get that for my home. There's a big problem with student loan repayments taking place with Medicaid dollars. That's not where it should be used. And we are paying for DEI programs. I could go on, but these are all programs, Mr. President, that we have created a war room at CMS to go after, to catch the fraud in real time before the money leaves the federal coffers, so we have the money to reinvest in health care to make it even stronger than it's been before.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Isn't it? I mean, this is just tip of the iceberg type stuff.
Get this for like maid service?
Yeah. Day 92 on the Golden Age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
It's 7:21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN. The folks at Tim Kyle Electric want you to know that if you're having, you know, little questions as to whether or not your air conditioner is going to be up to the task this coming summer, now is the time to talk with them. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now it's important, and more important than ever, actually, in these transition times, to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and for your family. The weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators for all your electrical and HVAC solutions. Call 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. Or at TimKyleCompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing, must visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
/7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCVO. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Lanes are open at both the Harbor Tunnels. Really had no issues there so far this morning, even 895 southbound with the lanes open. Just looking at the camera at O'Donnell Street, not even a backup there, so we'll take that. If you're on 95 south and you're exiting at the Keaton Avenue ramp, there's a medic emergency there on the ramp about halfway down. There's room to get by, but there are a couple of police cars there and a medic unit attending to someone on that ramp. The only slowdowns we've seen are on the west side. Beltway, they've been busy there south of Liberty Road. Parkville side might fill in just a bit now at Harford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Weather Channel says for this Easter Monday, cloudy chance of passing shower and 70 for the high today. Right now, cloudy 52 in Forest Hill, 54 in Dundalk, and at 7:25, you're on the morning drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, we are the morning drive. A bit more on this whole issue of Chris Van Hollen going down and having a little chat. Looks like a nice continental breakfast with this guy, Garcia. Van Hollen, when he gets back, he made a point of going in front of a microphone in order to explain that he didn't drink anything. I'm serious. He went in front of the mic to say, oh, okay, yeah, it was there, but I didn't drink it.
Nobody drank any margaritas or sugar water or whatever it is.
Nobody drank any. Nobody. It was there on the table, but of course, we eschewed it. And he went to the legs to say, by the way, if I drunk it, you would have seen my lip marks on the glass. Seriously. That's our settler, Chris Van Hollen. Remember, see, if I drunk it, you wouldn't have that the salt going all the way around the edge. You'd see my lip marks on the glass. As Scott Jennings said, boy, if you get to the point where you're explaining what you didn't drink, you're in trouble.
If you're explaining how you came to be sipping margaritas with an MS-13 gangbanger who's lived illegally in the United States for 14 years before he was finally deported, you're losing, okay? You're losing. You're losing optically, you're losing politically, and I assume the people of Maryland are wondering, why doesn't this guy ever work as hard for us as he does for this guy?
Yeah, you'd think. Why did he take just a second to call the loved ones of Patty Moran? I mean, think about this. He has a phone in his office. He has staff. They could probably check on her phone number and get in touch with her real quickly. That hasn't even warranted a moment of this guy's time. Not a moment. Now, I'm not saying that Garcia had anything to do with that death, but I'm saying compare the two. Where's the energy in the Democrat Party? Where's the focus? And where it's on right now is, we got to get this Garcia guy. He's going to be our new poster child for abused individuals. You know, you guys have the strangest damn way of choosing who you want to have as your poster boys. This guy's a wife beater. He is an illegal alien. He's not a nice guy. He has MS-13 on his knuckles. And he's the one you want as your poster boy? Let me give you some advice. Next time around, Sean, just think about this. If you're advising them, all right, you got to find a poster boy. But, you know, make it a poster girl instead. Find an underage woman who was raped and came here and then got deported. That's a sympathetic character.
Mm-hmm.
All right? No, they say, let's find a wife beater. Seriously.
Yeah. One with MS-13 on his knuckles. And it's one of two things here. If he's got a tattoo of MS-13 on his knuckles, he's MS-13. And remember, if you're MS-13, you have to kill as part of the initiation rite to get into MS-13. If he's not, if he's an MS-13 wannabe, they don't take too kindly to imposters or people pretending to be MS-13. But we do know he was a Chikeo. He was part of the Western cliques of MS-13, and his street name was Chele or something like that. He was higher up in the clique of the Western cliques of MS-13.
It's amazing to think the depths to which the Democrats have fallen on this issue. Stephen Miller had a lot to say on this. We'll see if we can get to some of his comments coming up for you during the 8 o'clock hour. Miller, I guess, is taking point on this for the administration. He has a way of laying out the facts in a very concise and, frankly, brutal fashion that doesn't leave any room whatsoever for the fudge factor on the other side.
Yeah. Just he does lay it out pretty good, no doubt. All right, coming up after the 7:30 news, Chris Van Hollen claiming that MS-13 man has constitutional rights and that he was traumatized. We'll talk about that. But Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company, is there to sell your home. It's springtime. That means it's time to sell your home. If you're thinking about selling your home, then you just make the one call to Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515. And Vinny, even before you know it, sometimes your home was already sold because of a database, tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home, get eyes on your home even before it hits the MLS or the open market. So what you do is you call Vinny. He or one of his agents comes out to your home. You discuss the home. You discuss the staging. You will discuss asking price and the time frame. And once you agree on the asking price and time frame, you sign on the dotted line, your home is sold. It's guaranteed. Because if it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny will buy it from you and pay you in cash. He's done it many, many times in the Mid-Atlantic region, including Maryland and Pennsylvania. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. All right, 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. And these headlines are being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them at AAIAudiology.com. Five people have been indicted in connection with a violent sex trafficking ring in Howard County. Organization allegedly operated out of hotels and motels along Route 1 in Jessup, recruiting drug-dependent women to take part in sex work by giving them drugs and free housing at the motels. If the women did not comply, they would allegedly be intimidated, threatened, beaten, and prevented from accessing drugs. Prosecutors also say the organization distributed drugs in the community, leading to at least one fentanyl overdose. Authorities say they seized seven firearms, more than $150,000 in cash, and fentanyl, heroin, and cocaine. President Trump's border czar says the administration followed the law when it deported Garcia to El Salvador. In an interview with This Week yesterday on ABC, Tom Homan defended the deportation of Kilmer Abrego Garcia, repeating allegations that he is a gang member. Homan said under the administration was allowed to deport Abrego and Garcia under the Alien Enemies Act, even though the administration admitted in court he was not deported previously due to an administrative error. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen yesterday on CBS's Face the Nation called the Trump administration's deportation of Kilmer Abrego Garcia an abduction without due process, since he had received a withholding of removal protection in 2019. The senator says he went to the Central American country to check on Abrego Garcia's condition and did not ask about any affiliation with MS-13. One person dead, three others wounded after separate weekend shootings in Baltimore City. Late Friday night, a man shot the 600 block of Allendale Street. He died at a hospital. Around 6 o'clock Sunday morning, a man and a woman shot the 300 block of Utah Street. Their injuries not life-threatening. And just before 7 p.m. last night, a man shot in the leg on the 200 block of North Montford Avenue. He's in stable condition. 732 WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
7:33, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at the Beltway on the southwest side right here at the BW Parkway, and all is well. And for the most part, the Beltway now is kind of settled back down. Even the west side, which was backed up earlier at Liberty Road, is now running almost clear down through I-70 with a brief delay. But the inner loop at Green Spring is good. The Parkville side at Hartford Road, no problems. Been tracking only moderate to heavy traffic now moving south at both the Harvard tunnels. And if you're coming down early from the JFX at Ruxton Road, you'll have no problems getting into downtown. Nearby, not far from Ruxton Road, there's a water main break, and crews are working there on Bologna Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds today, but not much rain. Just a slight chance of a shower. Temperatures somewhat cooler, 70 today. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and heating up, 80 the high. Wednesday's dry, 77 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The young season hit a new low for Baltimore yesterday, and the pitching staff, as the Birds took a beating, 24-2 was the final, giving up 25 hits and 11 walks in the process. Main culprit once again was Charlie Morton, a season low 2 1/3 innings pitched, a season high 7 runs allowed. After the game, manager Brandon Hyde.
We didn't get through the fourth, the first game, 4 innings, or it was 3 1/3. Third or something, 4, and then 2 1/3. You're just not going to be able to win games that way. You're going to win once in a while because you're going to outscore teams, but that's not how you win Major League Baseball games.
In fact, the Orioles starting staff outside of Zach Eflin has averaged less than 5 innings pitched per game. Later, manager Brandon Hyde went further.
Unfortunately, you know, that was, you know, it's embarrassing. It's not what you want to do on Easter Sunday in front of your home crowd. You want to compete.
Off day today for the Birds, in D.C. tomorrow to start 3 with the Nats. Elsewhere in baseball, as bad as the Birds were yesterday, and the fans let them have it, believe me, listen to this chant from Pirates fans yesterday in Pittsburgh. The chant is "sell the team," and they did that all game long in response to incompetent ownership from the Nutting family that owns the Pirates. They haven't been to the postseason since 2015, haven't won a playoff game since 2013, haven't been to a World Series, and we remember this, since 1979. First round playoff series, Caps and Canadiens yesterday, or actually should say start tonight in D.C., take you back to October of 24. Spencer Carberry reminding the media no one gave them much of a chance this year.
Everybody in the media, everybody in the outside world had the Washington Capitals not in the playoffs this year. It's just the reality of where we were and our guys inside our room. You've got guys that are maybe not the most skilled. We had no players at the Four Nations. We probably don't have the most high-end skill team, but we've got a group of guys that compete their butts off on a daily basis.
They sure do. Puck drops tonight at 7 p.m. And how about the U.S. women taking the World Championships yesterday, 4-3 the final. Tessa Janecki with the game winner in overtime over Canada. College lacrosse over the weekend, the 7th-ranked Maryland women defeating number 8 John Hopkins 13-11. Maryland's 800th program win, the most by any women's college lacrosse program in history. The time now is 7:37 when we return, celebrating perhaps the greatest coach in the history of high school basketball.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member in Pacific.
And Sean, this will certainly be close to your heart. Today is the day back in 1931, April 21st, 1931, we celebrate the birthday of Morgan Wooten.
Yeah.
46 seasons at DeMatha Catholic High School in Hyattsville, 5 national championships, 33 conference championships in D.C. He was the 3rd high school coach to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, into the Basketball Hall of Fame, and the 1st high school only coach to be inducted. Quite an honor.
Yeah, he was my history teacher at
he
DeMatha.
Was
yeah of course, when you coached at DeMatha, you also had to teach a class as well, but Morgan was a class individual, great guy, and he was athletic director for the longest time,
and he was
well.
The football coach.
He started off as a football coach, and then of course he became the basketball coach, and he and Joe Gallagher over at St. John's used to run the basketball camps over there every summer, and just incredible success, the way he was able to tutor his athletes. And at the same time, you know, he actually didn't have just great basketball teams. He was a molder of men.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a lot of really great guys.
So by the time you played football at DeMatha, though, he wasn't the football coach anymore?
He was not the football coach. No, I played under Jerry Franks, who would later go on to be an assistant at Navy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting, Adrian Dantley, who was a great athlete at DeMatha, who went on to play at Notre Dame and then in the pros, he was a tight end on our football team. And going into, because this was my sophomore year, so it was his, going into his senior year, Morgan said, I think it's time we give up the football and and just play basketball exclusively. So,
well, and Morgan Wooten, of course, passed away in 2020, just before.
Yeah, Morgan, his wife, Kathy, and their family, just incredible people. They really are. So thanks for that, Gary.
Yep.
Appreciate it. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So, first question, remember we raised the Logan Act?
Yes.
For Senator Van Hollen.
Yep.
Well, there are now legal experts arguing that he may have violated the Logan Act. That was a 1799 statute named after Pennsylvania Senator George Logan, which bans communications with foreign officials with intent to influence their measures in relation to any disputes or controversies with the United States or to defeat the measures of the United States. So the American Accountability Foundation sent a letter to Senate leadership last Thursday highlighting the evidence that Garcia was clearly MS-13.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that Van Hollen is using Senate funds to fly to El Salvador to advocate for an enemy of the United States. And they say that violates the Logan Act. So
yeah.
We'll see what happens there. How do we know that he flew at taxpayer expense? Because he told us.
It's a trap. This was an officially cleared, congressional trip. Cleared
so
on a bipartisan
dollars.
Basis. Yes, like every other trip.
Yeah. So we paid for it. We paid for his launching of his presidential campaign, apparently. And then as to the, this to me is just amazing that he's more concerned about the trauma that an MS-13 gangbanger suffered than his victims.
He said he was not afraid of the other prisoners in his immediate cell, but that he was traumatized by being at CECOT and fearful of many of the prisoners in other cell blocks who called out to him and taunted him in various ways.
Really? You're worried about him being traumatized. How about the Lock Raven man that was killed in a murdered apartment complex by, 7 or 8 MS-13 gangbangers. Or back in 2025, MS-13 affiliates held in a rural Baltimore County killing of a 16-year-old girl. Will you worry about that 16-year-old being traumatized or her family? Or how about the family of the Charles County woman? Recently, her body was found in the woods. Okay, this is, again, just amazing. Lesbia Maleth Ramirez Guerra. She was reported missing and by her boyfriend. We find out the boyfriend, Gacy Robinson Alexi Barrera Rosa, and the uncle have been persons of interest in her murder. It is, according to ICE Baltimore, they're in the country illegally as well. How about their trauma? But then again, he's more worried about the constitutional alleged rights of the MS-13 man.
I don't think it's ever wrong to fight for the constitutional rights of one person, because if we give up on one person's rights, we threaten everybody's rights.
So that begs the question, does a foreign national have the same constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens of the United States?
And the answer is no. The courts have found on this. Now, I cannot remember exactly where the differentiations are, but no, a foreign national, legal or illegal in this country, that individual does not have the same constitutional rights as a citizen of the United States of America.
Yeah, and there are places in the Constitution you can point to that say that there are limited rights. They don't have the same rights.
Correct.
As citizens, and there's Supreme Court rulings that back that up as well. So we'll talk about that and the so-called denial of due process in a moment. It's 7:43.
Hey, you know what we need? We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Our telephone number is 410-WCBM-680. Make that call right now because it's 7:43. It's time once again for Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
And good morning. We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, 895. The Old Harbor Tunnel now just a bit slow right at O'Donnell Street. They're all going into the tunnel from there, so it's not a big problem. 95 is running okay. We're looking live at 95 and Russell Street and 395. That's the interchange at Camden Yards. No problem. Whatever that medic call was on the ramp, the exit ramp from 95 to Caton Avenue, that's cleared. The ramp is back in business, and 95 south from there down to the Beltway is clear. So, again, not a big problem at all. They're working on a water main break this morning in Baltimore County. Bologna Avenue still affected in the area near Ruxton Road. If you're in the northwestern part of the city, big fire call early this morning, and I'm sure most of the streets are still blocked off. 3500 block of West Garrison Avenue. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, rotate your tires. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we still need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Get a chance to pick up a WCBM 100th Anniversary T-shirt and a coffee mug. 410-922-6680 is the number, or 1-800-WCBM-680. You call right now to get a match wits with the panel. Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast today: cloudy with a chance of a passing shower and a high of 70. Overnight scattered showers more likely, and then it starts to heat up. Nice weekend midweek. Midweek. We don't know about the weekend yet. Partly sunny tomorrow, high of 80. And then on Wednesday, it'll be sunny and 77. Right now, cloudy, 55 in Annapolis and 54 in Reisterstown.
I thought this was your way of letting me know you're going to take Wednesday and Thursday off. Nice weekend midweek. Oh, really?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Wishful thinking, as they say.
Yeah.
All right, time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And we do have a WCBM 100th Anniversary T-shirt and a coffee mug. Apparently no contestant today, so we'll go right along, and the panel will get the challenges.
Where are you?
We often do. It's Easter Monday. People are in slow motion here on Easter Monday.
Laid up somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Story number one. Well, they've gone back since it was the 250th anniversary of Paul Revere's Midnight Ride. And I said, what would it be like today? And a group of historians said, today it was what? One if by land, two if by sea?
Right. Yes.
Now it would be up to six Dunkin' Donut locations would have been passed by Paul Revere on his midnight ride from, of course, along that route from, Lexington to Boston? Charlestown, an arrival in Lexington. That's what it was.
He went to Charlestown and ran six races that day.
Hear the sirens?
Yes.
Yeah, Chuck. Is this something we should know?
They're coming to take you away.
Uh-huh. They haven't knocked the front door down yet.
That's
so good. I guess we're all right.
That's a step.
So Paul Revere would have passed six Duncans. Three Bozeman, Montana police officers have been caught playing crime bingo while on duty. Crime bingo had a number of things on their bingo card, like pull over and search a vehicle or make a jaywalking arrest. And they each one of the officers had their crime bingo cards. Now, if they were actual crimes, I don't see the problem here. But if they were making up stuff to fill out their crime bingo card, that could have been a problem.
That's great.
And story number three, AOC says now she will lead a congressional Hispanic caucus delegation on a trip to El Salvador to demand that El Salvador hands over Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the MS-13 man, or AOC says she will introduce legislation banning all federal funding going to El Salvador. All right, story one, Paul Revere, one if by land, six if by Duncan. Story two, crime bingo in Bozeman, Montana. Or story three, AOC joins the El Salvador fray, as they say. I will start with Bruce today.
I think the Duncan is probably true, although I'm surprised you're only six. The Bozeman, Montana story, they don't have a lot to do in Bozeman, so that's probably true. I'm guessing number three is fake news.
All right, Bruce goes number three. Kristen?
Yeah, I would also think it would be more Dunkin' Donuts than that, but that's probably true. And same reasoning, I think number two could be true, too. I'll say number three. AOC will probably jump on the bandwagon at some point, but I don't think she has yet.
And Mr. Blackstone.
Two, please. Stop grilling me.
No, you did that one out of the park. Story one, one if by land, six if by Duncan. That is a true story. I guess things are a little boring today. I think you come up with a little bit more interesting than on the 250th anniversary of the Revolutionary War. Three, the Bozeman police story, the crime bingo. Yeah, that is also a true story. Story three, AOC, not yet. Who knows, we may have just given her the idea, though.
Yeah.
So...
Jasmine Crockett will be on that tour.
Jasmine Crockett, AOC, Mad Maxine. Imagine if we get over there, we just, if Trump makes the call to Bukele and says, hey.
Just don't see him.
Exactly. No. Just, you know, never mind.
Here's what you do. You don't clear their flight back in.
Right. Exactly. Make things a little more difficult for them to return.
Have a quick update.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Interloop is now slowing. I don't know what they're looking at yet, but coming up to I-70, they're beginning to slow, and that's the beginning of the construction zone on the Interloop. So keep an eye on that.
I like the way he says slow.
Yeah, it's nice.
Because you know you do it.
Thank you very much. All right. The best of the morning drive, and that was not it, folks. Available each and every day.
If that's it, you're in sad
shape. WCBM.com on our Rumble page. It is brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
This is Pastor David Wilson at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. We live in a postmodern culture where we're told that all truth is relative. It's that way in society at large, and in fact, it's even that way in the church. Surveys continually show that more and more adult Americans are skeptical about the Bible. Many millennials look at the Bible as just another piece of literature. People today may tell you they believe in God, but it's usually a God made in their image who condones their sinful activity. The Apostle Paul told the Romans that people like this know who God is, but change the truth of God into a lie and worship the creature more than the Creator. 2,000 years later, not much has changed. Postmodernism aside, Jesus said to know the truth. The truth found in God's infallible word is the only thing that will truly set you free. Are you listening, America? This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location.
location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorianMakesSense.com.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious late hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM Pint Glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud again.
See you there.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it. Minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, we're almost at sellout for the Pints and Politics first annual. I urge you to, if you want to come, it's a week from this Wednesday. It's April 30th, 5 to 7 at Michael's in Timonium. Delegate Nina Mangione and I will be there. First 100 days of the Trump administration, which has been... By the way, you know who's back on the Trump bandwagon?
No.
Ann Coulter.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. She's it's the best first 100 days of her life. Because of all the immigration stuff. So now she's back on the bandwagon. But we'll discuss all of that and get your complimentary pint glass. $20, some light hors d'oeuvres. But I'd sign up today because I think by tomorrow it is going to be completely sold out.
7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning. Chuck Whitaker.
Why don't you have one for kids?
What, pints for politics?
Call it half pints in politics.
Yes, get a little cartons of milk we used to get. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
The warm milk.
They don't have to have babysitters for them that night.
Yeah, the warm milk.
Put them in another room.
The soggy graham crackers. Life was good.
Yeah, Bruce, I know you're living the life.
He really misses the napping mat as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I still got that.
So we know.
A shawl.
We see it in your office.
Yes. Yeah, right. The interloop, whatever it was.
What was that sound?
I'm sorry to wake you up first, but it's okay. The interloop right here at I-70, whatever that was, corrected itself. Could have just been a broken down vehicle, maybe a minor incident there near Security Boulevard. But it's okay after that, and it's doing fine, working its way up eventually towards Liberty Road in that construction area. The outer loop now is a little bit slow, and they may have been looking at the same problem, which was on the inner loop side. Both the tunnels have been running okay. Nothing major on the JFX as you're traveling south from Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Well, John says cloudy and a slight chance of passing shower, 70 today. Right now, cloudy, 55 in Stevensville and 55 in Pasadena. And you're up to date here on the morning drive. Let's go to Bill in Owings Mills.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Belated happy Easter to you. And to
thank you. Same to you, family. Sir.
I wanted to just express, first of all, my sympathies. I'm sorry that the Pope has passed.
Yes.
Next thing, for this guy, Van Hollen, I mean, I'm speechless. I'm thinking to myself, are there any criminal charges that could be brought against this guy as well as an impeachment maybe? Because I don't understand any of this. It really is a slap in the face to Maryland. It's embarrassing.
Well, there's the Logan Act, and it's possible. Although you'd have to get somebody who's an expert on that to see if, and then I'm sure that Justice Department would have to review whether or not he actually broke the statute or not.
You know, he really ought to lose his citizenship for treason, whatever you want to say, because you're defending a scumbag. That
well, here's the deal: the MS-13 has been designated a foreign terrorist entity by the Trump administration. Yeah. If you're seen as aiding and abetting a foreign terrorist entity, that could be. perhaps a prosecutable charge, and maybe
it would be well deserved, wouldn't it?
Well, it's interesting because I had actually inadvertently involved in what turned into quite a long conversation with other people on next door on this. Somebody had said that you know he should bring him home, and I said the guy's a member of MS-13.
Yeah,
and he has the tats on his fingers, and the response was having tattoos doesn't mean you're a bad person. Well, no, it doesn't. Having tattoos that say MS-13, if you're a member of MS-13 and MS-13 has been named a foreign terrorist organization, yeah, that means you should be deported.
Well, that also means that that person has no experience, knowledge, or dealings with the gang culture of the of these MS-13 and TDA, Tren de Aragua, because it is, again, they wear it like a badge of honor.
Sure. Yeah, and again, you know, it's everything from knowing that you have to murder somebody in order to be an MS-13 to the gang members you see with the tears coming
right
down their eyes,
right,
which is an indication each one, if I understand correctly, each one's a murderer.
Yes.
All right. So, I mean, no, those tats don't mean anything different than any other tats, except that's an indicator in the gang culture of something rather specific. That's all. Becky Ungar Sargon, fascinating name, but very smart. She was interviewed yesterday, and the question was, where is Donald Trump winning? If you take a look, because, I mean, all the swamp media say, oh, he's losing it now. And she said, well, let's examine where Donald Trump is actually losing and where he is winning.
Wall Street, Harvard, the most elite institution in America, gangbangers. And I see a man who may or may not be part of MS-13, but whose wife has accused him multiple times of beating her up, including while she was holding her child. I see those people as the enemies of Trump that he has successfully attacked.
Yeah, she, by the way, Batya Ungar Sargon, is the deputy opinion editor for Newsweek, formerly served as the opinion editor for The Forward. So she's a lefty. And she's saying, from the leftist point of view, here's where Donald Trump is winning. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
The law offices of Michael A. Freeman want me to share with you that, again, don't try to be your own lawyer when it comes to serious accidents resulting in serious injury. And the common refrain is, you know, I don't have to pay, you know, a percentage of the claim settlement or the award to a lawyer. Well, guess what? Without that lawyer, chances are you aren't going to get it. And because Michael says so many times people come to him after they try to be their own lawyer, and they botch it so badly that he can't even, you know, resolve or resurrect the case. So, again, let the professionals do this. It's a proverbial minefield of traps and problems and issues if you try to be your own lawyer. That's actually why they go to law school and why they practice law, so that you will get the best possible representation. And that's what you get at the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Your recovery is priority number one, and they take care of everything, and I mean everything from A to Z. So here's their best way to check them out is at their website, maflaw.com, or you can call 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203. Next up, should Governor Moore plan a trip to El Salvador?
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The world is learning of the death this morning of Pope Francis. The Vatican says he passed away at 7:35 a.m. He was 88 years old. A passage from a Vatican statement reads, "He taught us to live the values of the gospel with faithfulness, courage, and universal love." Just yesterday, Francis greeted Easter Sunday crowds in St. Peter's Square, and he met with Vice President Vance. During his 12-year papacy, Francis also made a trip to the United States.
In so doing, he followed in the footsteps of his three predecessors, but it was Francis, the first elected pope from the Western Hemisphere, who became the first to address a joint session of the U.S. Congress at the invitation of then-House Speaker John Boehner. During that same trip, he addressed the U.N. General Assembly, as had Pope Benedict XVI, John Paul II twice, and Pope Paul VI. Also like Benedict, Pope Francis stopped at New York City's Ground Zero Memorial and Museum to remember those who died during the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. George Williams reports. thing.
Instead of Democratic policies, South Carolina Senator James Clyburn blaming the media for his party's plunging polling popularity.
Democrats have faced poor polling figures since the 2024 election, when they decisively lost in several key races and have yet to fall behind a clear party leader. The party has also received criticism over not having a clear message to counter President Donald Trump and Republicans. Clyburn pushed back on assertions that Democrats have not had a cohesive message on MSNBC's The Last Word on Friday. Clyburn said, "Well, I think the message coming from the Democratic Party is a good message. The problem we've got, I'll say, is that we have to depend on the media to deliver it." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Looks like Wall Street will be opening lower this morning. The Dow futures are down 429 points. NASDAQ futures off 265 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
See, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
803, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Now, we were talking about the delay on the outer loop at Liberty Road. Then we went back down, took another look, and apparently there's a problem near the bridge at I-70 with the wreck. Haven't seen it yet, but the impact starts there, and it's now going back to Liberty Road and even a little bit more beyond that. So be prepared. We'll try to get a look at it, see exactly which lane it's in. The inner loop is now looking at it again. So we're backed up a little bit there as you're coming up from Route 40, all of that over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds today, but not much rain. Just a slight chance of a shower. Temperatures somewhat cooler, 70 today. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and heating up, 80 the high. Wednesday's dry, 77 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Glen Burnie has 57 degrees. Reisterstown has 54 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. One person being treated for serious injuries following a two alarm fire in southwest Baltimore. Firefighters called to the 1800 block of Ramsey Street. At around 2 o'clock Saturday morning, they found multiple homes on fire. Injured person taken to a hospital for treatment. Fire officials say four buildings affected. Cause remains under investigation. Baltimore police investigating a weekend armed robbery and assault in Fells Point. Incident happened just after midnight Saturday, the 900 block of Fell Street. The suspects robbed a man at gunpoint and then hit him in the head with a gun. According to WBFF-TV, there was a large group of juveniles causing a disturbance in a parking lot near the scene, but it is not clear if any of them were involved in the robbery. Five people have been indicted in connection with a violent sex ring in Howard County. Organization allegedly operated out of hotels and motels along Route 1 in Jessup, recruiting drug-dependent women to take part in sex work by giving them drugs and free housing in the motels. President Trump's border czar says the administration followed the law when it deported a man living in Maryland to El Salvador. In an interview with ABC's This Week, Tom Homan defended the deportation of Kilmer Abrego Garcia, repeating allegations that he is a gang member. Homan said the administration was allowed to deport Abrego Garcia under the Alien Enemies Act, even though the administration admitted in court that he was deported due to an administrative error. Homan went on to criticize Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen for going to El Salvador to meet Abrego Garcia, calling the deported man a terrorist. It's 8:05 at WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 4, 1, 1, pick 4, 6, 8, 2, 9. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing, must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Shades of 2007 yesterday at Camden Yards. That's when the Rangers embarrassed the Orioles 30-3. 18 years later, yesterday on Easter Sunday, the Reds did it 24-2. Season hit a new low. Charlie Morton hit a new low, 0-5 with a 10.89 earned run average, worst among starting pitchers in Major League Baseball. On a day, according to manager Brandon Hyde, they really needed Morton to step up.
You know, he's got a track record of having a really good career, you know, right now he's having a tough time. The command's not, you know, he walked a bunch today again, and then just had a tough time getting through. I mean, on a day we really desperately needed some innings.
They did, because they used eight pitchers the day before on Saturday when they beat the Reds 9-5. To be clear about Charlie Morton, in his last eight seasons, let's take out the COVID year, 90 wins in his last 7 years. That's 13 wins per year, an ERA of 3.60, over 219 starts, six straight years of 30-plus starts. This is a quality pitcher, but he's not been reliable so far this year. Elsewhere in sports yesterday, NBA playoffs, Thunder, Celtics, Warriors, and Cavs were your winners. NASCAR Xfinity Series race on Saturday at Rockingham goes to JR Motorsports driver Sammy Smith. Jesse Love was initially declared the winner, but he was DQ'd in post-race technical inspection. And the Caps open their Stanley Cup playoff series tonight in D.C. against the Canadiens. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens gearing up for the NFL draft. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Hey, WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three on The Morning Drive. Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM. Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Radical Raskin threatening retaliation. And, of course, more on the Van Hollen situation. And another Maryland Democrat planning to visit the MS-13 Baron, Kilmar Abrego Garcia. He would be Congressman Glenn Ivey.
Yeah.
He says that MS-13 man is a constituent. Because he was caught hiding in Beltsville, which is a resident of Ivy's district, spans most of PG County and part of Montgomery County. Said he wants to conduct a welfare check, and he'd like to, by the time I get down to El Salvador next month, I want to be able to report back to his wife and kids that their dad is okay. The government of the United States or El Salvador should not stand in the way of me doing a welfare check on my constituents. Maybe she's more concerned about doing a welfare check on his wife, who was beaten on a regular basis, and make sure that dad isn't wailing on mom. But, you know, so that's another Maryland Democrat. And, again, there's a constituent argument here. Senator Van Hollen says that he's a constituent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Ivey says he's a constituent. Mm-hmm. Well, guess who else he's a constituent of? That would be Governor Moore.
32 days ago, the Trump administration deported Kilmer, Armando, Abrego, Garcia to the one location that an immigration judge promised not to send him to. El Salvador. A Marylander, a union worker, a husband, a father, was placed in handcuffs in front of his son and forced onto a plane bound for a notorious mega prison. And last week, the Supreme Court upheld a federal judge's order that the Trump administration rectify this mistake and return Kilmer to the United States. This administration continues to ignore the legal directive of the nation's highest court. And every day, this administration shows that the rule of law is no longer sacred. That following the law is subject to the whims of the president, and enough is enough. For Kilmer's sake, for his family's sake, and for the sake of our democracy, I'm calling on the president to follow the law and to do what's right. Bring Kilmer home.
I agree with that. I think you should bring him home and clear up the one clerical error, which was he was told he couldn't go back to El Salvador because of gang risk. He should clear up the clerical error, saying there is no longer a gang risk, thus we're returning you to your home country,
right.
Period. And now get the hell out of here.
Yeah, exactly. And that is where you go, and that is, I think there are two rules when you're deporting them. One, it's either to their home country, or two, to the last country they resided in.
Right.
And both of them happen to be El Salvador. But Governor Moore says that these were President Trump's whims. They were not whims.
Yeah, they're whims.
He was following the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Okay, whether you like the act or not, it's on the books. It's actually a lawful statute. Now, the Supreme Court has paused everything until they try to figure out how the hell we screw Trump. But then you've got that, and you've got the immigration laws of 1996, passed by a Democrat Congress, signed by a Democrat president, being executed by a Republican president now. Those are the laws. He's following the laws. They're following the Constitution. The due process was the guy had two hearings. Two immigration judges concluded he was MS-13,
yeah.
And out you go. And the fact is the withholding removal order is now, it's basically a non-factor because of the MS-13 foreign terrorist entity issue.
Yeah, as Joy would say in Friends, it's a moot point. It's like a cow's opinion.
Yes.
8:13, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The accident that was in the two left-hand lanes, outer loop at I-70, has cleared. They may be down a little bit further. Sometimes they move the vehicles down onto the shoulder near the bridge at Crosby Road. We backed up beyond Liberty Road, and now one of our listeners said there may be a broken-down vehicle outer loop near the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. That could be another problem because it comes into the construction area there, and if it is there, it's going to be adding to the backup. No shoulder is available, so again, we'll try to get a look at that. Still cleaning up on that big fire from this morning. Some of the roadways still blocked off. Northwestern part of the city, 3500 block of West Garrison Avenue and Bologna Avenue is closed, maybe closed for the morning. They're working on a water main break not too far from Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is cloudy today. Slight chance of passing shower and a high of 70. Overnight scatter showers more likely. Tomorrow partly sunny and a high of 80. Right now 54 in Bel Air and it is 56 in Edgewater. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is that time of the morning where we want to find out which lefty has lost it, or which lefty continues to lose it, I guess, in this particular case. So please, enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps one of our favorites because it's like a sophisticated version of Kamala Harris's word salad. This is more like a word smorgasbord. Yes, here she is, once again, Jasmine Crockett.
Like, you don't understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. Yeah. they issued an opinion. Like, do not do it. Presumably, this administration, like, won't let the plane take off. We gonna see. We'll follow. We'll see if they just decide, you know what, Supreme Court, we're about to send these people off. We gonna see, because I wouldn't put it past them, because clearly they have no respect for the law whatsoever.
I'm not quite sure what she was talking about, but boy, she said it with passion, didn't she? I mean, she's got to be given kudos for that, props for that, and also this observation on her mental acuity.
You are an idiot!
You truly are an idiot. Jasmine Crockett, get back in the clown car and get out of here.
I think she was referencing the when the planes were in the air. Filled with Venezuelan illegal alien gangbangers, remember? And the Judge Boasberg had ordered that the planes must be turned around.
Yeah, except that wasn't the case. You know, she was commenting on the Supreme Court decision.
Right.
And so, what planes? What planes are in the air? Yeah. What planes are about to take off? Clarify, please. No, you are an idiot.
All right. The Supreme Court decision was the Alien Enemies Act.
Yes.
They're pausing it temporarily. You can't deport any. And as I said earlier, they created an all separate new class of illegal alien.
Yep.
That's not their job. That's the job. If you want to do that, that would be the job of Congress. That's why right now I think we need to send everybody back to a constitutional class.
Yeah.
And learn what the Constitution says and the checks and balances, because we have this judicial insurrection. We have another story here today about, you know, it's just every single day there are over 150 injunctions, lawsuits, and rulings that have been an attempt to thwart or slow down the Trump agenda. As we told you earlier, Justice Alito issued that scathing dissent in that middle of the night Easter weekend, loath to get involved Supreme Court, but you've got all this other stuff. And by the way, we're going to talk about the Biden hypocrisy here a little bit later on in the show. But every day there's some judge, some radical activist judge that gets involved and thinks, I guess, that they're the executive branch.
Well, Chuck Schumer, you know, before Biden left office, Schumer pushed through an awful lot of people to be on that particular level of the court, and this is exactly why. By the way, I just checked Merriam-Webster. When Glenn Ivey says he has to be there to help his constituent, definition of a constituent in law, a component part, ingredient, a resident of a constituency, especially one entitled to vote.
Yeah, well, that's not. He had no vote. He can't vote in federal elections.
So, in what fashion is he a constituent?
But the other thing that's been completely bastardized. They keep saying administrative error. They keep saying due process. Due process has been delivered. He was in the country illegally. He had been ordered to be deported. Okay, there was a final order to deport. Now there was this other withholding removal order, which was was kicked out because of the foreign terrorist entity organization ruling of President Trump of MS-13.
But that's clerical.
But it is clerical, and again, it could be cleared up very easily. But the misreporting on the part of the state-run drive-by media that this was a unanimous 9-0 ruling, Trump got whacked into by his own Supreme Court. If you look at the ruling by the lower judge, in this case, Paula Jinnis of Maryland, she ruled that the Trump administration must facilitate and effectuate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The Supreme Court said, no, we got to toss the effectuate part out, because that basically is you have to do it. You can't go into a foreign country and make them do something with one of their citizens, which is the case. So they struck the effectuate part out and left in the facilitate. So what does facilitate mean? They never defined it.
Yeah.
You could, I guess, request that they let him out, please, pretty please, with sugar on top.
Provide transportation.
Provide transportation, or whatever the case may be. And that was a total misreporting of what that 9-0 ruling meant. But that's what the media does anyway. Day 20 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And you can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you care to join us. And should Governor Moore be the next? If you're going to, by the way, I don't know if you saw it on Firing Line with Margaret Hoover.
No, I did not.
Who's a center-left former Republican.
Yeah.
And she has this 20, 30-minute glowing interview. She's so excited and giddy that Governor Moore is the next Democrat superstar. And he spent the next 20 minutes, as he always does, speaking in platitudes and vague generalities. I could not believe what I was watching. It's 8:21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barrowy with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
8:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Buttercup Johnson.
So the accident is gone that was there on the outer loop near I-70. Then we said one of our callers said they saw a broken down vehicle, apparently, outer loop near the bridge at Windsorville Road. And here comes the state highway truck down the right lane. He's trying to get to it, but we're backed up from there at Windsor Mill Road, back beyond Liberty Road, not quite back to 795, but it's not going to take much longer, and it will be there. So right now, from 795 at least down to I-70, an extra 5, maybe 10 minutes for the traffic over there on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy. Chance of a passing shower is 70 today. Right now, mostly cloudy, 56 in the city, 55 in Reisterstown. And, of course, the big question, should Governor Wes Moore travel to El Salvador to meet with his constituent?
Wes Moore wants to bring a Brigo to his state. Someone should tell Wes that it's much too late. Chris tried a rescue, but of course it failed. Abrego Garcia, he will remain jailed. Moore is a Democrat who loves thugs. Imagine that, those gangs. He wants to protect them, but Trump says that we should reject them. Van Hollen and Westmore will not get their way. In that facility, he's gonna stay. Moore's begging for El Salvador. They told him no way once before. No one else could lie as much as Moore. No one else can lie like Moore.
Hey, Jim, gossip. Two S's, two T's, patreon.com. Check out Jim. You hear him all the time on the Rob Carson Show, but he did that one special for us here on the Morning Drive. But, I mean, is it a political, I guess, for his bona fides in the Democrat primary? Is it a minus if Chris Van Hollen goes to El Salvador and, let's say, Glenn Ivey goes to El Salvador, if Westmore doesn't go?
Oh, yeah. Plus, I hear they have good mojitos.
Yeah.
You know.
And margaritas.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if he likes margaritas, mojito's Cuban, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. A margarita is...
Well, it looked like a mojito they had on the table.
It wasn't a mojito?
It looked like it.
Okay.
But, of course, I wouldn't know because...
I don't think mojitos...
Chris Van Hollen says he didn't drink anything.
Do mojitos have sugar rims?
I don't think so. With cherry? You're right. It looks more like a margarita.
Yeah. I get that from Chuck Whitaker.
A daiquiri.
He's the alcohol expert on the show.
Yeah, it's more like a daiquiri.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I don't think the daiquiris have sugar rims.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you know, each bartender has his own thing, Sean.
Absolutely. Let's take a call. Rick is in Parkville.
Rick, good morning.
Pleasure, gentlemen. You're great. Great show. Got two key things here. Right away, you mentioned the Logan Act, Sean. It can be invoked. They are obstructing the President of the United States, who is part of the executive branch of the government, to carry out his lawful duties. They are not above the law, sir. And I found out something about the president of El Salvador. He doesn't take too kindly to the United States. He's had some dealings with China, I believe. So, and my sister, third, called Donald Trump a sociopath. I didn't take that too kindly. I have to enlighten her more. They live in Florida, my sister and brother-in-law.
Now, here's the thing with China. We deal with China. So, I mean, there are a lot of countries that deal with China. The question is how they deal with China. What do they do with China? If they're doing it to circumvent the United States or to somehow assist China and hurt us, that's a whole other thing. I'd have to look into that. But there are many countries out there, including us, that deal with China. And, in fact, we are basically selling farmland next to military bases, which I think is much worse than what El Salvador could even think of doing.
But what really got me and really upset me, and I hung up on my sister, she called Donald Trump a sociopath. I thought, well, what about Barack Obama? Now we're name-calling. If that fits the Donald Trump, then maybe Rick is a sociopath.
Yeah.
Because there are a number of symptoms that define sociopath-type people. It's crazy. My sister's crazy.
And unfortunately, I wouldn't say. Look, Trump derangement, it affects many, many people. It's in every family. Loved ones close to my family have it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's important that you diagnose it and you get treatment for it. The question is, you know.
It's nothing funny. I'm not laughing at it and scoffing
at it. No, I'm just saying. I mean, these people can't logic because of Trump derangement syndrome. Rick, thanks for the call.
Rick, bear in mind, there's always another holiday coming up, and your sister's going to be making the food. So ripping her a new one on 50,000 watts might not be the best strategy for you on a personal basis. Just saying. So just thinking out of the box here. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing, great financing available. Glenn Burney Transmissions, 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
More on the immigration issue, Chris Van Hollen, and much, much more in just a second. Also, Radical Raskin threatens retaliation. Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. President Trump's border czar says the administration followed the law when it deported Garcia to El Salvador. In an interview with ABC's This Week, Tom Homan defended the deportation of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, repeating allegations that he is a gang member. Homan says the administration was allowed to deport him under the Alien Enemies Act, even though the administration admitted the court was deported due to an administrative error. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen spoke about last week's visit to El Salvador during a Sunday appearance on CBS's Face the Nation. Van Hollen called the Trump administration's deportation of Kilmar Abrego Garcia a, quote, abduction without due process, since he had received a withholding of removal protection order in 2019. One person dead, three others wounded after separate weekend shootings in Baltimore City. Late Friday night, a man was shot the 600 block of Allendale Street. He died at the hospital. About 6 o'clock Eastern morning, a man and a woman were shot the 300 block of Utah, and their injuries not life-threatening. And just before 7 p.m. last night, a man shot in the leg the 200 block of North Montford. He is in stable condition. One person treated for serious injuries following a two-alarm fire in southwest Baltimore. Firefighters called to the 1800 block of Ramsey Street. At about 2 o'clock Saturday morning, they found multiple homes on fire. The injured person was taken to a hospital for treatment. Fire officials say four buildings affected by the blaze. The cause remains under investigation. Coming up on 8:32, coming up next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the 3s.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
411 was your pick 3. Your pick 4 was 6829. And now at 833, traffic weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
So it looks like the broken down vehicle on the outer loop of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road was cleared. State Highway did a good job. They got there and got them out of that area. Still backed up, though, almost back to and right at 795. So we still have to clear that out. But it's moving much better now from Windsor Mill Road down through the area at I-70. The inner loop is kind of looking at all of that. So we're backed up. We're a little bit slow. Heads up, there are some brake lights as you're traveling anywhere between Frederick Road and the bridge at I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds today, but not much rain. Just a slight chance of a shower. Temperatures somewhat cooler, 70 today. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and heating up, 80 the high. Wednesday's dry, 77 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. More on Charlie Morton as the Orioles starter struggles continue yesterday in the 24-2 loss to the Reds. Morton has now allowed 4-plus earned runs in his first 5 starts for the first time in his 18-year Major League career. His 10.89 earned run average is the highest over any 5-game span in Morton's career in a minimum 20 innings. This is according to MLB stats. And while Morton may be the poster boy right now, the Birds' mound woes, he's certainly not the only one, according to manager Brandon Hyde.
We didn't get through the first game, 4 innings, or it was 3 1/3 or something, 4, and then 2 1/3. You're just not going to be able to win games that way. You're going to win once in a while because you're going to outscore teams, but that's not how you win Major League Baseball games.
And a sidebar here, the Birds closed the game with Jorge Mateo and Gary Sanchez taking the hill, allowing 9 runs over the final 2 frames. The last time that the Orioles had 2 different position players pitch in the same game was June 26th of 1978. 1968. That was 47 years ago when the fearsome duo of Larry Harlow and Elrod Hendricks performed the feat. With the NFL draft coming up on Thursday, Eric DaCosta says it's business as usual for Baltimore.
We've been a best available player team, and we spent a lot of time. We spent 8 months really building the board based on the rankings of the players and how they stack against each other, and we believe that really if we're going to build a team, that's the best way to approach it. So
the Ravens have the 27th pick in round one. They have 11 picks as we speak overall. Monday's Serie A soccer matches have been postponed following the death of Pope Francis, the Italian League announced this morning. Francis, the first Latin American leader of the Roman Catholic Church and a lifelong football fan, passed away this morning at the age of 88. Caps open their first round playoff series tonight on home ice. They take on the Canadiens. Puck drops at 7 p.m. On this date in baseball history, April 21, 1994. Here's an interesting one. Eddie Murray homers from both sides of the plate for the 11th time in his career, breaking the all-time MLB record set by Mickey Mantle. The interesting thing is Murray did it as a member of the Cleveland Indians. And finally, a happy 78th birthday today to the B, Al Bunbury, one of the most beloved Orioles of all time. Born on this day, April 21, 1947 in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Bunbury was the 1973 American League Rookie of the Year, went on to be an All-Star and a World Series champion in 83. And you may or may not know this, but prior to his Major League career, Bunbury served in the U.S. Army during the Vietnam War and was awarded a Bronze Star. The time now is 8:37. When we return, just a final epitaph for yesterday's Oriole loss.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, maybe the silver lining in a 24-2 loss is it's really, you know, instead of piling on, which is easy to do, maybe it's just a time of reflection in terms of the Orioles brass and, you know, maybe like a real hard conversation now among the manager and the general manager and the owner and the pitching staff, you know, and talking about the pitching staff and saying, hey, you know what? We may need some help here. We've got injuries. We didn't count on it. You never can count on it. But, you know, and here we go. So maybe that's the silver lining is a moment of reflection here and hopefully gets better from
here. I think the reflection for the owner is I think we have to really start thinking about some long-term deals to get
for
some
the younger
these.
Players.
Yeah, exactly. So that's for the manager. We need to start manufacturing runs. You live by the long ball, you die by it as well. I mean, it's great when it happens, but there are going to be those games, especially at playoff time, when you need to manufacture some runs.
Yeah. Total inconsistency as far as the offense is concerned. Yeah. I think they're averaging like 9 runs per win, 2 runs per loss.
Well, that kind of speaks volumes, doesn't it?
It does.
All right, Gary, thanks so much. 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. And by the way, this just in, the Centers for Immigration Studies have a damning new report out released over the, just a couple of years ago. Then it just is now resurfacing because of the Biden administration, because of this due process argument. Back in 2023, the Biden administration was deporting children, unaccompanied minors, without representation. No due process. 80,000 deportation orders against children, over 30,000 under the age of 5. And studies show the unaccompanied children are at least 5 times more ordered removed than children with access to counsel. 44% of unaccompanied children, 51% of families on the dedicated docket lacked any legal representation, and they were ordered deported in absentia. Due process was violated in all these cases. Hmm. So where was Senator Van Hollen's concerns back then for his constituents here in Maryland?
Sean, the other thing is they're now saying on the back end, now on the back end, we want due process. Well, due process depends upon occurring starting at the front end and all the way through the process. These are individuals who they didn't observe due process when they came into this country illegally. And to say, now that we're here, before you kick us out, you got to give us due process. Hold on a second. You got to follow the rules all the way through in order to say at the end, you're violating the rules that I've followed. What they're saying now is I can violate the rules all the way up to the very end, and then you catch me at it and you got to kick me out. I say, oh, no, you can't do that because I'm here. This is like, here's what it's like. It's like you go to a baseball game. and you've got box seats, you know? You're on the first baseline, you've got those great box seats, you're down front, you want to see the game, and you walk down to your box seats, and there's somebody sitting in your seat. And you say, wait a minute now, you got to get out of my seat. Guy says, no, I'm here now. You got to give me due process to get me out of your seat. No, get the hell out of my seat. You didn't follow the rules on the way in, and there's no particular reason for me to now have to kowtow to you to get you to leave. If you don't follow the rules on the way in, your claim to give me due process is weakened by your lack of involvement in the process from day one.
But there has been due process in the case of Garcia.
Sure, of course there has.
He went before several immigration judges and both agreed that he had MS-13 ties and that he had a final deportation order. The only cry, I guess, was he was worried about going back to El Salvador.
Because other gangs.
Because other gangs, rival gangs, would seek to harm him or perhaps even kill him.
And you know what? Those then gangs no longer there. They're not there.
Exactly. That withholding removal order, however, again, it gets kicked to the side, kicked to the curb, because the foreign terrorist entity designation of MS-13 by President Trump supersedes.
Right.
It vacates that order in its entirety.
It trumps it,
yeah.
You know, so to speak. 841 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stephen Miller, one of the most articulate spokespeople for the Trump administration, although, man, there are a whole lot of them. Miller says, you have to understand, we're now looking at two political parties who are specifically talking to very, very different populations in this country.
We've reached a point in American politics where we have one party led by President Donald Trump that fights for Americans, and a second party, I guess led by AOC, that fights for illegal aliens. But not just illegal aliens, criminal, wife-beating, terrorist illegal aliens.
Yeah, and please bring the wife-beater back. He's not done beating wives yet. That's the cry of the political left. And when Miller was challenged on this, he said, look, two times in 2019, two different judges said, this guy, we have credible evidence, this guy is a member of MS-13. He didn't challenge it at the time. He said, but I can't go back because the other gangs would get me. The other gangs are no longer there.
Two immigration judges found that he was a member of MS-13, as did the arresting police department. On top of that, we have, of course, the protective order filed by his wife, alleging violent physical abuse. And then on top of all of that, he's an illegal alien.
By the way, a footnote on that. Domestic abuse of the kind in which he is accused of engaging is grounds for deportation. Just saying.
Yeah.
843, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
As our boy said, we have to take care of the residents of this country.
Yeah.
Not citizens. Residents.
Yeah, the residents.
And what we are now?
We're residents.
Yeah, okay.
don't forget, I plan on being a resident in your guest room for about 6 months, and you have to provide for me.
We moved yesterday. And I'm not leaving any forwarding address for your sorry. I can tell you that. No offense. The outer loop is still a bit slow here. 795, it's getting better at Liberty Road. All of this was from an accident. It was at I-70, then a broken down vehicle at Windsor Mill Road. Much better after Liberty Road now. So it's not going to take much longer for the speed to catch up and then clear this out on the west side. Everybody else is doing fine. Absolutely perfect right now. Good to go at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel says cloudy, chance of a passing shower, 70 today, and then the sunshine out tomorrow and Wednesday, highs near 80 both days. Right now, 56 and mostly cloudy in Arnold, and it is 56 in the Middle River. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
A guy named Mitchell O'Brien got swallowed up by sand at a beach on Lake Michigan last weekend, and it turned into an unlikely love story. He was walking with his best friend, a coworker named Brianne Sicca. The beach swallowed him like quicksand. He was buried up to his waist, and he was sinking fast. So they both called 911 at the exact same time. She referred to him as her boyfriend. And he said his girlfriend was also trying to call. Here's both of them telling the story.
I thought we needed help instantly. He was very good at reassuring that he would get out of there and that he was okay.
The sand was just getting put back almost faster than I could get it out of the way.
To me, those moments were terrifying, honestly, just to see somebody you care about in a situation.
I referred to her as my girlfriend that's trying to call as well. At the exact same time, she got through to another operator and said, my boyfriend is stuck in the sand.
2 years of this guy being my best friend and just trying to hide everything, how I felt, and then he tried to die on me and becomes my boyfriend in the middle of it.
So 2 years they were best friends, both having feelings for one another.
Oh, that's sweet.
And it took almost being swallowed up by quicksand for their true feelings. Well, love never means having to say you're sinking in quicksand, I suppose. It's 8:46. Steve Miller also with some great points out here. This guy really is. I've seen him school just about every anchor that's tried to grill him or catch him on the immigration law. He knows it forward, backwards, and sideways.
He knows his facts, and he knows exactly where he stands on the issues. So it's kind of wonderful to watch. When he began to describe Garcia, then there was some questioning in the press. Well, you know what? It's not sure whether or not this guy was actually a gang member.
Here's the individual, the man who has been deported to his home country of El Salvador, who has been repeatedly documented by multiple federal and state authorities to be a member of MS-13, one of the most violent and ruthless criminal organizations on planet Earth, which is now a designated foreign terrorist organization, and an individual who has been credibly implicated in human smuggling and human trafficking, an individual who is a documented woman beater, somebody who has viciously assaulted a woman in ways that shock the human conscience. That is who the Democrat Party is going to provide aid, solace, and comfort to.
Yeah. But that is, once again, Democrat Party, it's an unfailing pattern now. They choose the 20% on any issue that's 80-20. They've once again chosen the 20. And Miller says, you know, you reporters, do you have any idea what happens if this guy comes back? Do you understand how the law works? Of course, none of them did. He said, do you understand the difference between this concept and that? Nobody had any idea. I said, you mean you spent the entire weekend and none of you, knowing you're going to be covering this issue, and none of you bothered to even look it up? Which is, I mean, basically, you know, there's a dunk on these guys like crazy.
Let's see if any of you who've researched anything about this issue at all, can anyone here tell me what would happen to the illegal alien from El Salvador if he came back to the United States? Does anyone here know? Anyone want to guess? Anything?
He can be with his family.
What?
He can be with his family? No, he can't. I mean, that's what I mean. Completely uneducated as to what the law says in this country.
You keep saying return because you've been spun up by the open borders advocates. You all seem to be operating under the illusion that he would be able to come to the United States and just continue to live here illegally. That's not an option available to him. His only choices in life are to live in El Salvador or to live in another country. That's it. There's no other option, legally or otherwise, because he came to our country illegally.
Yeah, period. He came to this country illegally. He is not welcome in this country. It is time for him to leave. And unless the Democrats think that he's going to be running for office anytime real soon on the I'm not even able to vote ticket, they should choose some other much more sympathetic individual than a wife beater to stand behind and say, he's our guy.
And there's all sorts of examples of people that are basically persona non grata in the United States. There's the enemy combatants issue for people that are fighting against the United States, enemies of the United States, when they're captured on foreign battlefields. They go to, remember, Gitmo.
Yep.
But there were some, the left wanted to bring them here and wanted to try them here and imprison them here. So, God forbid they escape, they would create more murder and mayhem. And the same can be argued here. I think the illegal aliens, these foreign nationals who come here illegally, who violate the laws, the premise is they get to get into the country, they're breaking the law. That's a misdemeanor the first time, a felony the second time. And to think that they have have the same rights that law-abiding citizens have, it doesn't work like that. They have limited rights is what they have. And there was due process in this case already.
Yeah.
So it just, you look at it, and it is something that if that's the hill they want to die on.
Knock yourselves out,
exactly.
Guys. Absolutely. We Republicans will sit back and just watch and chuckle as this goes down. On a different issue, by the way, we were promised by Pam Bondi that, yes, she was going to go ahead and get some of the guys, all of them, she said, who have been damaging Teslas and firebombing Tesla dealerships because they disagree with something that Elon Musk is doing. Well, she's delivering. It happened again this past weekend. A guy from Massachusetts, while on a vacation at home in Kansas City, she said, no, sorry, sport, you're going to jail.
Maniacs keying Teslas, destroying Teslas, you know, blowing up Tesla dealerships because they disagree with Elon Musk's politics and policies. Who are these lunatics? I mean, personally, I think anyone that drives an electric vehicle is a massive cockwomble, but it gives me no end of pleasure to know that these cockwombles are now driving a vehicle that was built by a guy that they hate. Elon owns your little... Better get plugging yourself in, soys.
That's Katie Hopkins from Great Britain. I love the way she puts it.
Yes. The English have a way of doing yes. that. It's 8:51. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
For years, we'll be thinking right up there with Krista McCullough and Sally Ride. They will think of Gayle King as an astronaut who literally the day before was on her morning show talking about delightful summer salad recipes. And, oh, yeah, I get to ride on a rocket tomorrow. Gayle King is suddenly right up there with John Glenn, right up there with Buzz Aldrin, because she rode a rocket.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sally Ride, Gayle King, Katy Perry, they're all the same. Yeah. 8:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Very nice now, both the Harbor Tunnels, so have no delays there, 95 and 895. The Beltway is just about cleared out now on the west side, 795 now. The only little bit of a slowdown is right after I-70 down towards Frederick Road. JFX were fine. A couple of things, there was some debris on the Beltway outer loop near the ramp at I-97 was reportedly in the left-hand lane. And just a reminder, at Baltimore County, they're working on a water main break. They'll be there through the midday on Bologna Avenue, not too far from Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And it's going to be cloudy today. Scattered chance of some shower, passing shower, but a 70 for the high. Then overnight scattered showers more likely. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, 80. Wednesday, sunny and 77. Right now, it is 56 in Parkville and 55 in Forest Hill. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Did you have a nice Easter?
I did. I got to see my mom over the weekend.
I saw a picture of your mom with you on social media. She looks great.
Thank you. I know. I told her you got so many nice comments. People cannot believe. You know, she's 70 years old.
Yeah, she doesn't look it.
70. Yeah. I know. I was like, I don't know what doctor you're using, but it's time for you to share with your daughter. But no, we had a great time. Hopefully you guys did too. Obviously, waking up to the news like everyone else, Pope Francis passing away. You know what was so interesting is I quoted it on social media this morning. Beloved Pope Francis, passed away this Easter weekend. And you wouldn't believe the comments, or maybe you would. Maybe you would. They said, beloved to whom? You know, there was so many comments. I guess I kind of look at it as, you know, can we show a little bit of respect? But there are a lot of people that are like, no, Kim, we cannot.
Right. I admire him as the Holy Father.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the respect that he has earned. But some of his statements and some of his policies that he made during his life it was a papacy of confusion, I felt.
So, yeah.
It was anathema to many of us who are conservatives.
Yeah, yeah. So we are going to talk about that a little bit. Also, Chris Van Hollen, of course, he still gets going around and doing his media tour, I guess you could say at this point. Could even give it a rest on Easter, right?
Right.
Going to give it a rest. We are going to talk about the fact that he's now asking President Trump to, quote, shut the hell up on social media because he is so upset now. That's what he said on Meet the Press. He's so upset that he's dropping all this information that further shows that this guy was a confirmed MS-13 gang member. He's so upset about this.
Yeah, well, they don't say. And again, now you've got others. You've got Glenn Ivey. You have
this
Democrat from the West Coast. This woman who is now going to go over there. So this has become their new cause celeb, the cause of the day. And that's fine if they want to do that. If they want to represent gangbangers and MS-13 types over law abiding, citizens of the United States and victims of these crimes. I think it's going to end badly for them.
By the way, I did admire Chris Van Hollen for something he had to say. I thought when he went to the microphones and said very clearly, I want you all to know I did not inhale. I thought that was a moment for him. It really was, yeah.
He was like over-explaining, right? He's like, look at the rim of the glass.
Yes, I know.
There's no gap, okay?
My lip marks will be there.
Hey,
he was adamant.
Have you ever heard of a straw?
Yeah, I know. But it's like you're not a brand new senator. You know not to have, you know, alcohol on the table when you're doing these photo ops. Like, why wouldn't you?
Oh, he said he was set up.
It?
He said first there was just the glasses of water because they went to his hotel,
right?
And to meet, and then there were just glasses of water, and then they brought out the other drink. So while he was engaged, gazingly looking into the eyes of this MS-13 man, that's when they set him up with the with the drinks.
Right. Yeah, and the pictures always look like, I wonder if he cuddles.
Well, I just think it's funny. He didn't say there was a setup until the other photo surfaced.
Right.
Yeah.
Then it was a setup.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So we'll talk about all that more. Yeah.
Coming up next, right after 9 o'clock news, radical Jamie Raskin, son of the late communist academic Marcus Raskin, recently championed the cause of returning the violent gangsters deporting El Salvador back into the United States, saying it was a blatant violation of American due process and all of our constitutional values, which the communists don't give a damn about. But here's what he's threatening should the Democrats return to power.
If and when we come back to power, and we will, we are not going to look kindly upon people who facilitated, to use a word of the day, who facilitated authoritarianism in our country. That's an assault on our Constitution and on our people.
So, in other words, he's threatening retaliation.
Yes.
He's, in other words, hey, listen, we're going to go back to lawfare if we take over again. That's basically what he's saying.
They've never left it. all this judicial stuff. And again, the latest is a judge ruling about the State Department to provide passports to trans people using chosen sex marker against the Trump executive order that there are only two genders, only two sexes. And the State Department was male-female. Now judges come in and said, no, you got to, whatever they feel like, you got to put it on their passport, which is a legal document, by the way.
Right.
So it's just, it continues.
Yeah. That'd be great if you're overseas and they can't identify what happened to you if you're in that hotel that collapsed and your identity is shielded because you don't know if you're a boy or a girl.
Back tomorrow at 6 a.m. here on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk.